Geeks. Geeks.
Hey guys, do you like heavy metal? Do you like video games, comic books, movies, theme parks, or even cool TV shows? We've got the place for you. Metal Geeks. Time to rock out with your geek out. Here are your hosts, Kerry the Metal Geek, Dave, and George. Geek it out, fellas.
This is George Perez, and you're listening to Metal Geeks. Rock out with your geek out. And if you are listening to me, then you know what you're listening to. What you're listening to, right? So rock out.
Hi, this is Koi Fom, artist from Marvel, and you are listening to Metal Geeks.
Hey, everybody. This is Larry Roberts, guitarist from November's Doom, and you are listening to Metal Geeks Podcast. Rock out with your geek out. Or get the hell out.
This is Marad Michaels, and you're listening to Metal Geek. Rock out with your geek out.
Hey, this is Rudy Sarso, and you're listening to Metal Geeks, where you get to rock out with your geek out.
Hey, this is Aaron Douglas, Chief Tiro from Battlestar Galactica. You're listening to Metal Geeks Podcast. Keep it real. Keep it metal. Keep it geeky.
Hi, this is Chris Claremont, and I listen to Metal Geeks. You should, too.
Hey, it's Ralph Garman. You are listening to Metal Geeks, and I must say, you've made an excellent choice.
Hey, this is Tom O'Pennicate. You're listening to Metal Geeks. Rock out with your geek out.
Hello, turkeys. You're listening to the greatest thing on the internet ever made. The Metal Geeks. Rock out with your penile implants out and be geeky about it.
Hey, boy, do you like to party? Well, come on down to Metal Geeks and slop out with your geek on your face. On the internet, Skype it, eBay.
Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Ming Chen from AMC's Comic Book Men, reminding you to always keep it geeky, keep it metal. Metal Geeks Podcast, my favorite podcast, besides my own.
This is James Averre from Hellstar and Sabbath Judas Sabbath! Rock out with your geek out!
Big old 100 balls.
Big old 100 balls?
100 balls!
I was waiting for fanfare music, just big pompous music.
That's your fanfare music right there.
Balls, balls, balls! There you go, that's what I was wanting.
Big floppy dick and balls makes it 100. See, a dick and two balls makes 100.
That's very clever of you, George.
I'm smart.
How long did you think about that?
Not very long. Okay. Just now, actually.
I can tell. So welcome, like we said, we are at episode number 100 of the Metal Geeks Podcast. Yay!
Yay!
Wow. We just fucking destroyed Audacity on that
one. Wow!
So we do have a full house here tonight. We have, of course, I am Kerry the Metal Geek, along with...
This is Dave.
No.
Brutal.
Brutal Dave.
Excuse me.
We have our other co-host.
The man without a name.
Yeah, just going to point at you every time I want you to talk now.
No one's going to know because they can't see. It's not a visual medium, Kerry.
But if I point, you have to talk.
I am talking.
Okay, good. What's your name?
George.
All right.
A.K.A. the man without a co-host without a name.
No, would we start calling you non-brutal George?
That's not fair.
Yes, it is.
Be George Trippy Tripsis.
Oh, Trippy. Oh.
That's horrible.
I feel bad for you for that.
Yeah, it's horrible. Good.
So the other voice you just heard is his new partner in crime. That's Justin from the Comical Podcast. And, let's say it, Greybeard Comics.
Yeah. What's up, guys? I'm back.
You guys are so close now, you have to share a mic.
Yeah. We've been doing that for a while.
I know you have.
Yeah.
Anybody else jealous about that?
Miguel. Yeah.
I can see
it's
that.
At least one.
At least one.
At least one.
And we also have my very cool, very metal co-host from the MSR Cast podcast.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
It's Sean the Metal Pigeon.
Yep.
Yay. We actually have an animal here. What are you looking at?
You're pointing that way.
I was pointing at him.
No, you weren't.
I was using visuals. The point.
I was like, where do we have an animal?
This is a great episode 100. Just want to point that out.
Off to a really good start, aren't we?
So the worse it starts off, the better it gets, right? Sure.
It can only go up. It can only go up.
It can only get better, right? Yay.
We can always do a restart.
Yeah, I'm not going to do a restart.
Okay.
We're doing it live, man.
Doing it live.
Doing it live.
Fuck it. I don't give a shit.
So we're trying to remember. I was trying to remember. Whoa.
Balls.
All right. No more balls. No more dick jokes.
Well, Carrie's tired of the
I'm
balls.
I'm going to double veto that shit right now.
So I was trying to remember when George and Dave started on the show.
Because I was going to look that up earlier today.
I believe it was around episode 44.
Yeah, it's around the 40s. I remember that.
Yeah.
But if you don't know the history of this very here show, so little history. I've been doing MSRcast since like 2005. I've had different iterations of co-hosts. We started off with Josh, who is now Papa Josh, who does the Zagone radio show, and he's also in a band, Spectral Manifest, and he got too good for me, apparently. So we moved on. We kept the show going, and then who did I get next?
I don't remember his name.
You don't remember his name?
His name was John Michael.
There you go. I'm sorry. I only remember me and Dave.
So when I got John Michael on the show, because he used to do...
Nothing existed before we were here.
It was BJM and then an AJM, right? Before and after John Michael. So he used to do his own show on Metal Injection as well. And we decided, hey, let's... We started doing all these MSRcast episodes. We started getting really geeky about shit. We're like, why don't we just fucking start a geeky heavy metal show where we can talk about whatever we want. And that's where Metal Geeks was born out of. But eventually, John Michael moved on to do other things, and I was left without co-host. So George somehow managed to squeeze... I just met him at work, not a couple months before that or something?
Yeah, it was at least 3-4 months
before. He's like, I want to be on your podcast. I'm like, all right, we'll try you out. And he never left.
That's right.
Pretty much what happened, right?
Kind of. You invited me once, and I never left.
I remember you telling me, there's this guy at work, and he won't shut up about being on the podcast.
Pretty much true.
Yeah, kind of pretty much. Sounds about right.
And, Dave was always somebody I wanted, to have on the show because I wanted somebody that was really super heavy metal and a geek.
Metal geekiness.
You do.
So.
More different geeky topics than me, but we do have some of that overlap, It's cool.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where the Metal Geeks podcast was from. And Justin has been a longtime contributor to the show.
Yeah, actually, I came on. My second time on was the same day that George came for the first time.
That's right. We all had that was like a weird thing before I had the mixing board here. So
we all Skyped in from different parts of the house.
We're all Skyping in from different parts of the house. One guy was upstairs and a couple guys were on the couch. You remember that?
I remember that. That was
horrible.
That was a disaster.
That was a disaster.
There's bad echo and everything. It was pretty bad. But George was great. I mean, I was really impressed for his first time ever podcasting.
And still is impressed.
I'm still somewhat impressed.
You gotta say that into the mic now.
Still is impressed. Yeah. They're never impressed. I can't do anything to impress these fucking guys.
You impress me every week, George. Don't worry.
We're impressed. Come on, dude. Come on. Give us credit.
Just a little bit.
Just a little bit.
Okay.
That's the history. That's where we are now. We're at episode 100. Can't believe it, man. It's cool.
It's a milestone. It's a milestone. Some big mile marker for all of us. I can't talk anymore. I just shut up. I'll shut up for now.
Obviously, you can't say the word mile.
Milestone.
There you go. Say it slowly.
Congrats, guys.
Thank you. Congrats to you guys, too.
Thank you.
You're having a baby, right?
Kind of.
Yeah, a little bit.
It's a creative baby, that's for damn sure. Yeah.
Congrats, I'm happy.
And they're beaming over here.
We're proud papas.
And not to
the labor I had to go through to create this baby, you have no idea.
And not to forget Sean, we want to talk about how he came on MSRcast after John Michael left, and he's been bringing the fucking metal knowledge to
bring
everybody,
bringing
the pain.
So I've never voiced this. Maybe I have told you this maybe before.
Yep.
But I've never really made a big deal out of it. I was a little bit. I understood it, but part of my ego, when you didn't ask me to do MSRcast, I was like, God, I wish you'd asked me to do that. Until I listened to Sean talk and went, fuck, Carrie made the right choice because.
He know a lot more than me.
Now I gotta say, dude, don't feel bad because like the last time you came on MSRcast was all of three of us. Pure magic.
That needs to happen a lot more.
I think the best episode we've done.
That was
so
fun.
Far.
Definitely needs to happen more. When George is on MSRcast, it's like not so magic.
Yeah, I don't really talk very much.
He's like, what's that band? Who's that? Wait, what?
Most of the stuff y'all talk about, I've never heard before.
That's true. We're teaching you a little bit, right? You've sort of broadened your horizon since you've met us, right?
Of course.
Like, okay, before you met us, what was your favorite band?
Fuck, I don't remember.
I don't know that band.
It's a great band.
Yeah.
They forget a lot of their lyrics, though, unfortunately.
It's like Metallica, right?
Yeah.
Can't play either.
They do that a lot.
Yeah. So who's your favorite? Who's one of your favorite bands now?
The Sword, probably, right now.
All
right. Yeah.
So you're in the stoner and doomish genre of metal now, huh?
I guess
that's what it is.
I would never consider them a stoner doom metal, but sure.
That's the proper heavy metal genre for them.
Okay, I believe you. I don't say you're wrong.
Are you sure? I'm not wrong, am I?
I don't know. He's the metal expert. We should ask.
So,
Sean here.
What has everybody been up to recently? I wanted to talk about what we did last weekend, right? We went to a heavy metal show, and then we had a fucking blast.
Hell yeah, Fear Factory, man.
Hell yes. One of my favorite...
Fear Factory and Soilwork.
Soilwork, yeah. the look on your face and your eyes when Soilwork was playing, you're just like...
I waited so fucking long to see those guys. It was awesome.
I can't believe you've never seen them before. It's like your favorite band, too.
They're one of them, yeah.
Wow. They've been here like... 18 times.
Every single time they come to Houston, I'm like, oh, fuck yeah, Soilwork's coming. And every single time, like, Heather breaks her ankle or, like, a car dies or, like, there's always some major problem that...
Thanks, Heather.
I didn't mean it like that, but...
Do you have to break your ankle the day they're fucking playing? Come on.
Some kind of major thing happens
tomorrow.
That prevents me from making it, but I was really happy we got to go this time. Finally
cool.
Got to see him.
It was a packed show.
Didn't y'all see a dude die there?
Almost.
I saw the second worst fight I've probably ever seen at a concert at the Fear Factory show.
That was fucking crazy.
So Carrie had kind of disappeared. I'm not sure where you went to.
I was trying to get pictures closer to the stage.
You came back towards the end of the fight.
Yeah.
But I was standing there next to JJ, who's a mutual friend of ours. And JJ was standing in front of his girlfriend. Heather was in front of me. And then Kim was directly to the left of Heather. And these guys like barrel into Heather and Kim. And then they back up. And I kind of pulled them back. And it was this really tall white guy. He was probably like 6'7", 6'8", kneeling on top of this Asian kid who maybe was like 17 or 18 years old, just short little guy, just pummeling him. And his friend came to like kind of keep the crowd back while his like bigger friend beat on the Asian kid. Some other guy who was like, I guess they're with the Asian kid, came up to try to step in, and those two guys got in a fist fight, and that was like pushing towards us. Well, then security started rushing over where we were. And the big guy who was beating on the Asian kid kind of twisted and sat up so that his knee was on the kid's neck.
Oh my
God. So the kid couldn't move. And the security like saw the fist fight going on between the two friends and tried to break that up, but didn't do shit about the first guy that was killing the Asian kid. That guy kneels down and literally strangles the Asian kid. Like the kid's turning blue. Like he's holding him with both hands, grasping as hard as he can. And then the security saw him, like started running over there. So he picks the guy up. Another one of his friends comes running out of the audience. They grab him by the legs and they run out the door with him. Into the night.
Metal. Yes.
I have no fucking clue if that kid survived or if they took him out back and just killed
him. I didn't know all that. I did not see all that. I came toward the end of it.
Any idea what prompted all of that?
No. When he had the kid on the ground and was pummeling him, the kid's girlfriend tried to step in too, and he backhanded her.
Holy fuck.
Like, this guy was like drunk or high or something, but I mean, he was...
Knocked his beer over.
Was that the same dude that was like, kept on picking up the bar stool that was like right next to us and just fucking throwing it down, pissed off?
No, that was the guy's friend.
Oh, the friend.
Yeah.
Wow.
I have no idea what caused the transgression, if he like touched the guy's girlfriend or spilled his drink or what, but... That I haven't seen.
And Fear Factory has an album called Transgression. Maybe it was that.
Such a mismatched fight in such a long time. I mean, that poor little Asian kid just got his ass whooped.
Wow.
Like, he may not have died, but he got a beating he'll never forget. That's for sure.
Fuck.
That's one way to remember a concert.
Metal.
In all my time seeing metal shows, I've only seen one fight at a metal show. It was at the At the Gates reunion show in 2007.
Oh, really?
And there was a fist fight that happened, and then this big guy in the metal scene.
Was it At the Gates or Haunted? Is that what they're fighting about?
Literally a big guy. He was a super tall big guy. We used to call him Armbreaker Rule Maker because he was kind of like the scene police.
Yeah.
These two guys start fighting, and he grabs them both, and they him and his buddy drag them outside and throw them out. And he's like dragging them, and he's saying, "No fighting in the scene." And he throws them out, and then we're just like, holy shit.
Wow.
Arm breaker, rule maker. Just
making up his own rules.
Do you think that that would surprise a lot of people who don't otherwise know better, that how actually generally peaceful the crowds are?
Oh, yeah.
It's usually just a bunch of people celebrating their own way, however it is, like headbanging or like people sometimes throw fists or stuff because they're stupid, but it's not like a lot of people actually fighting. I've only seen that happen maybe three times total.
I can't recall seeing like actual fights. Like I've seen people kind of get, you know,
shoved
around. Yeah. I mean, I've had to deal with drunk people at shows before and stuff like that, but I try to, you know, do it in a...
It's always drunk people, too.
If you're a big guy, too, like sometimes a lot of other big guys, when they get kind of drunk, they'll step up to you to try to start something.
Yep.
But if you don't respond, they'll usually just move on. Because, like, I'm a big guy, and, like, people usually step up to me when I'm at shows, and I'm just like, hey, I'm here with my girlfriend, like, leave me alone or whatever, and they walk away.
But, I'm not here to fight you, fucker.
Yeah, I'm not here to, like, fight. I'm here to enjoy the music. The worst one I ever saw was at a Slipknot show, and it was a fight that started on a balcony above us. And some kid got pushed over the railing, and as he was falling, his leg went underneath and snapped.
Oh!
He was wearing shorts, and he fell to the ground.
Holy fuck.
Blood just, like, oozing out of his leg. The guy that was after him jumped off the balcony and landed on him.
What?
And they started wailing on him, and, like, as soon as that happened, security came rushing over and, like, pulled the guy off. But, like, I didn't see the first half of the fight. I just saw the puddle of blood. Jeez. And then EMTs came and, like, carried the guy out. But the guy's leg was, like, spun around. It was brutal. Whoa.
The show is taking a ghastly turn.
I know, right? Let's talk about the actual show itself.
It was fucking awesome.
Let's talk about Soar. How was your first experience seeing him?
I was impressed at how tall Speed is. Like, yeah. I had no idea that guy was that tall.
He's a great fucking vocalist, too.
He really is. And great live.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, the whole band was fantastic. I mean, they were really getting the crowd into it. And I could tell there was a lot of people in the room that had never heard of them before, because, like, they weren't into it or they didn't know the
music. I've seen them do, like, full headliner sets, too, which is amazing.
But, man, they played a lot of my favorite songs of theirs. They played some stuff off Figure Number 5. They even played stuff off Predator's Portrait, which I thought was great. I just had a lot of fun. It was great to see them finally.
So let's talk about Fear Factory, the reason we were really there.
So
that was amazing.
They were incredible live.
They played one of my top maybe 5-10 albums of all time is The Manufacturer. That they played that thing in its entirety from start to finish. And
then some.
Yeah, then some. Then they took a 5-minute break, not even 5 minutes, and they're like, hey, we're going to come back, you know, usually after you play a full album.
Burton couldn't even talk. He came back on stage, and he's like, guys, I really appreciate you coming out to see me. And then he's like, singing perfectly fine.
Yeah.
Like, he couldn't talk for shit, but he could still sing.
So, yeah, they'll come play, like, 2 or 3 more songs, and that's it. They played, like, another 8 or 9 songs.
Yeah.
They played 3 songs off the new album they were playing. Like, of course, he had to play, like, the crowd favorites, like, you know, like Edge Crusher, Shock, all that stuff. Yeah. But
I mean, they played some stuff off of the first album after Dino left. Soul of the Machine Has Improved or whatever. You remember that song?
I thought that was a
weird choice because Burton wrote that song about how much better the band was now that Dino left. And like they played that song when Dino
came
back.
That is true, huh?
And they closed out with Martyr.
Martyr, yeah.
Which was fucking awesome. Yeah. Such a good show.
And I got to say, the last time I saw Burton live, his voice was not good, but he was on point.
He was awesome.
He was like, great.
Every YouTube video I've ever seen of him, he struggles.
Yes.
But not anymore. It seems like he's really got it down.
I think he's been taking a lot of voice lessons. That's what Dino said. It's definitely worked out for him because his voice was great that night. I wasn't like, because usually last time I saw him, I'm like, oh, wow, he's not hitting that note. It's just like, it's sort of painful to watch, but
I was surprised to see Tony Campos too playing with him.
Yeah, that's right. You like Tony Campos was in the band from. I was like, yeah, you know that their drummer is great now. It was a guy named Mike Heller. I can't think of the name of the band he was in. It's like he's been in death metal stuff. That's where he's from. You know, so it's a perfect fit for what Fear Factory is. And it was cool because I interviewed him before the show, and I might actually release the interview for MSRcast later down the road. But I was there to interview for Comic Palooza for the blog. And we talked a lot about geeky stuff. We talked about the new album and everything. But I got to say, I've interviewed Dino before, but I've never really met him. He's the nicest fucking guy.
Yeah, that's
what I've
really,
heard. Really cool. And he's like, he's super excited. If you don't know, Dino and Burton are both coming to Comic Palooza this year. And he was super stoked. He's like, I want to do a contest where people have to guess what cosplay I'm going to do.
And they were like, Spider-Man. He's like, bitch, I'm too fat to be Spider-Man. Yeah, pick somebody better. Yep.
I know who he's going to be. It's pretty funny.
It is pretty funny. You don't want to spoil it for people?
Well, not if we do the contest. So, you know, he did mention it on stage. So if you're at the show, you probably know you can win free show passes. So
it was just awesome. If you get a chance to see Fear Factory, if they're touring near you and you can see this tour, go.
But yeah, come meet him at Comic Palooza, because, I mean, they're fucking, I think Burton wrote a graphic novel for the two albums ago. I can't think of what it is.
During his Ascension of the Watchers days.
Yeah, so he actually will have that at the show, which is pretty cool. And Dino is a huge... I asked him if he's ever been to a convention before. He's like, oh, I've been to like E3. I'm like, never been to a comic book convention like this? And he's like, no, I've never been to one. I'm like, it's going to blow your mind, dude.
I'm looking forward to getting a chance to talk to him one-on-one.
Yes.
It'll be pretty cool, I think.
We can get that arranged, I'm sure.
Yeah.
I mean, I told him, you know, there's a bunch of people that would want to interview me. Like, bring him on, dude. Bring him on. So they love their fans. I saw Dino just walking around, hanging out with people and just meeting people, like, before the show, after the show. It's really cool. I had a great time at that show.
Yeah, I did too. It was a lot of fun.
What, anybody else seen any shows recently?
Have I seen a show recently? No.
I don't know. Have you?
No. But
anybody coming up you're looking forward to?
Person. We're going to... I think you're going to go to that
I'm going to go to Person, definitely.
When is that one?
April 30th. It's going to be at...
Rudyard, isn't it?
Rudyard's, yeah.
Yeah, with Prodigy Armageddon is not going to be on that show.
Oh, really? Okay, yeah. That's cool. Yeah.
Is that the same day that the Ghost Show is?
Ghost Show is April 19th.
26th.
No, it's...
April 26th here in Houston, later. I think.
Oh, is it? Okay.
Yeah. Because I'll be going to that.
Oh, okay.
I still want to go to the Ghost Show.
Yeah, that's secured. We're doing that. We're going to go to Amon Amarth next weekend as well.
Not sure I'm going to be able to get to Amon Amarth because I'm leaving out of town for a week for work, like early the next morning. I'm like,
New album's really good.
I haven't heard it yet.
I'm enjoying it. I really like Amon Amarth.
I do too.
But I wasn't really expecting much, but I'm enjoying the album. It's fun to listen to.
I've listened to it a couple times. My thing was with Amon Amarth, it's they know how to write catchy fucking songs. There's not a lot of songs on this album that really like jumped out at me and there's like really, really catchy. Like First Kill was one of them, and the song with Doro I really like.
It's excellent.
Yeah, it's really good. One. But nothing else is like popping out of my head. I probably
really
should
like
to it more.
That might be 1,000.
Yeah,
then it has staying power.
Well, and it's a concept album.
I read that.
It's you know, about a guy who gets cast off and has to become a mercenary, kind of a thing. And 1,000 Burning Arrows. I really like that song actually on there. That's one that I really enjoy. And it's kind of a low key piece.
There's a lot of shows coming up that I want to see, like, in May, dude. You said, like, Ghost is coming in Person. Fucking Rhapsody and Primal Fear are going to be at the Scout Bar. Voivod on May 23rd. If you've never seen Voivod live, it's an experience. And they're headlining, so... Last time I saw them was with, Napalm Death a couple years ago. Like, year before last.
Hmm.
First time I'd ever seen them live. And it was phenomenal. I love that band. They're spacey. But, you know who's going to be coming to with opening up for Sonata Arctica? Did you hear?
Oh, no.
Leaves Eyes. Pluralize It.
Yeah.
And Omnium Gatherum.
Omnium Gatherum, okay. That's what I thought.
That's awesome.
Yes.
Omnium Gatherum is awesome.
I love the new album. It's so good.
New album's really fucking good.
You texted me like last week. You're like, this album's really fucking good. I'm like, yep.
Yeah.
So next thing I do, I was like, okay, I'm going to listen to it now. So I had to listen to it all over again. Such a good album. I think it's better than the last Insomnia album.
You'd like it.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like, I love Sonata Arctica's old stuff. Their newer stuff's kind of not as great.
Omnium Gatherum is not even in the same category.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. I've heard some of their older stuff, and like, I'm thinking it's kind of a weird combination.
It's Finnish melodic death metal.
So, yeah,
but
I'll love it.
Their new album, it's just, they've taken themselves to a
very
brand
proggy,
new level. It's, yes.
Very proggy. The bass stuff in there is really cool. Yeah, you'd enjoy it.
All right, I'll check it out.
So we're talking about metal. Let's go into George Hates Metal while we're talking about it. He's like, I've had nothing to say for like 2-5 minutes. I gotta talk
totally
about something.
Fine.
So you're Greek, right?
No.
No, you are.
Yes, I am Greek.
Yes, you are.
Yes.
So we decided to give you a Greek band.
Yeah, sure. So, you couldn't tell they're Greek if you were listening to them, but sure.
No, there's not that many Greek bands out there. I can name like maybe two or three, like Firewind and Gus G, and who else?
Is Gus G a band? I thought it was just a person.
Well, he's the guitar player, but he's also guitar player for Ozzy now.
Yes,
and he has some solo stuff. Yeah, you don't like him?
Nah, it's fine.
You think? Okay.
It's because he's Greek. He doesn't like him.
I think
I'm fine with Greeks.
Are you Greekist?
No.
Greekist.
So the other band that came to mind is Rotting Christ. The one band that Megadeth will not play with live.
Yeah, apparently.
They dropped off of them. They made...
Oh, I forgot about that.
They made Rotting Christ drop off a festival that they were going to play because they didn't want to play with a band
called
Rotting Christ.
What the hell did they do? Were they too Greek? Is that what it was?
No, it was the band name. Because, you know, Dave Mustaine is all, like, super religious now, yeah.
Yeah.
So they really got dropped off the bill.
It's kind of a weird thing for a dude in the heavy metal genre to be all up tits about.
You know, Tom Morai is a super Christian now, too. And he still thinks about Satan and
death.
He's
always maintained that he's Catholic.
Yeah.
He always has. And so...
It's just
he doesn't have that same mentality.
No. Maybe not. You know, it's just...
Not like Dave Mustaine.
It's just a fucking, you know... It's an act. It's a shtick. You know, that's what Slayer is. It's always been that way. But
Did they tell Kerry King that?
I don't. Okay, you got a point because maybe not for everybody. But let's talk about Rotting Christ. So we listened to a song off the brand new album.
Yeah, we listened to a song and a half.
Yeah,
that's what we did.
And then we went away to something else. But we'll get to there.
Okay.
So what did you think of your first experience with the band?
The one studio song that we listened to, it was a bit repetitive. Like, the instrument sounded great. I couldn't really understand what the hell he was saying. It wasn't Greek. And you can't make that joke. It wasn't Greek. It's all Greek to me.
Damn it, I didn't even think about that.
Yeah. Beat you to your own punchline.
Yep, you did.
How do you like that?
You did.
Tables have turned.
Damn it.
It was okay. Like, it's not bad nor great. Probably something I would never seek out.
You pretty much just summed up Rotting Christ in like a perfect
sense.
It's like, they're very repetitive.
Yeah, like,
if they're playing with a band, I'll watch them, but I'm not going to go out of my way to...
It just sounded like it was on repeat, for the most part. Like, they played the first half of the song, and they just kept...
It was very chanty, the song. Like, I think we had the same opinion. We're like, we're waiting for, like, Kali Ma to start.
Yeah, I was waiting for someone's heart to be ripped out of their chest or something.
I will say their last album was, like, really diverse.
Which one was that?
The Kata...
That one was really good.
Yeah, it was really...
I really enjoyed that one.
Like, just weird.
You've listened to the new full album, right?
Huh?
What's the name of the new album? Have you listened to the full thing?
I've listened to the new album entirely.
You have, right?
Not entirely, no.
I'll look it up.
And the other half of the song from Rotten Christ we listened to, they were live on a... what was it? 70,000 tons of metal?
Shitty recording.
Yeah, it was a really shitty recording, so I couldn't really hear anything, but the idea of it sounds cool.
Also, I'll just take a moment to point out, if you felt bad that you couldn't name more than like three bands from Greece, Encyclopedia Metallum will hook you up.
Yeah, I'm sure they will.
A whole lot of them.
Tell us some. Let me see if I even...
Fuck. Septic Flesh is Greek, aren't they?
That's right, they are. I love Septic Flesh.
Yeah,
that's a really good band. If you remember,
does it taste good? You like Septic Flesh?
If you put a little bit of barbecue sauce on it, yeah, it's not bad. But we played
on is what it means.
We played Flesh God Apocalypse for you on the last one, and you sort of liked it. Septic Flesh is along that vein, you know, extreme with a lot of like instrumental like orchestration.
Oh yeah, the very like movie scoring type.
I think you would actually like Septic Flesh.
Yeah, I remember that band.
Oh, fuck, I don't know.
We're talking about your peoples now, your heavy metal Greek people.
Well, little do you know, heavy metal
comes. Dimitris Pantazis?
Never heard of him.
Of course not. Of course you haven't. That's going to be basically any band that I pick off of this list. So, Diabolos Rising.
There's a big
I've heard of them, I think.
Fan base.
It's very
Greece,
like
though,
Latin sound.
Greek has a rabid fucking heavy metal fan base.
Big Iced Earth fans out there.
Yes.
The Scorpions, by the way.
Yeah, they go there every summer.
You go to where your fan base is? I would.
Yeah, I guess so. That makes sense. When I was a kid and I went to Greece every summer, I always saw a promo for them playing every year.
Yeah. That's cool, though. At least they're big enough there to do that, you know? Yeah. Here, they're not that...
I never watched it because I assumed it was like hair metal.
No. Ice Earth is awesome.
Drunk Motherfuckers.
Is that the name
of
the band?
That's one of the bands from
Greece. They're at every heavy metal show here. Wow.
What the hell are they drunk on? Ouzo?
I don't know. But they're motherfuckers. It's in their title. It's crazy.
It's very Oedipus of them, I guess.
Right.
Did you watch my Big Fat Greek Wedding too?
Not yet. My mom wants to see it, though.
Really?
So she keeps bugging me about taking her.
I'll just be honest. The first one was a really good movie.
I enjoyed it. It's very stereotypical. I now know how people feel like when they see a movie. It's very stereotypical thing.
Yeah.
Sure.
Well, how do we go from, like, Septic Flesh to My Big Fat Greek Wedding 2?
When we're talking about Greek people.
It's in the theater.
I know
right
it's
now.
In the segue.
And when you talk about Greek people, the first thing American people think of in Greece is, like, my Greek food Greek and wedding. My Greek Fat Greek Wedding.
Yeah.
Opa.
And Opa. Yeah. Yeah. That's
breaking plates and shit.
Yeah, breaking plates at a wedding.
Did that really happen?
I think of George. I don't know.
Now he does.
Now you do, right?
Is that, like, you have family that's, like, pretty stereotypically Greek?
I'm first generation American, so yes. And they all met my family yesterday. At weddings? Yeah.
What's with the Windex thing?
That's not a thing.
Okay, that's just made up.
That was just the movie thing. I think every Greek family is different.
Right.
And just happened to be in that movie, he thinks Windex fixed everything. My parents, however, think that Clorox cleans everything.
Okay.
And they think Neosporin is like God's ointment or right, something. It okay. could fix like a wound that's 10 inches wide or something.
All right.
I'll just put some Neosporin
on. Yeah, put some Neosporin on. You'll be fine.
It'll be fine.
I'm like, but there's a bone popping out. Ha, you'll be okay.
No, like is that everyone here has seen that movie. No one's denying that they haven't seen that movie.
Dave hasn't said anything.
I've seen the movie, though. I saw it once whenever it was a thing.
My wife actually likes that movie quite a lot.
I honestly don't remember anything from it. So
I've only seen probably the, like, Comedy Central version or something.
Yeah, I think I saw like the tail end of a TV version of it.
Yeah. Moving on to better movies. Let's talk about better movies. We saw a trailer tonight.
You're saying a Greek movie can't be good now? Is that what you're saying?
I'm not saying it can't be good, but it might not be. I'm not Greekiest, okay?
I let you pass because you're Jewish and I make a lot of Jewish jokes.
Yeah, you do. I owe you. Let's talk about the trailer that we did see for a good movie coming out. Star Wars. Well, wait. Rogue One: A Star Wars Story.
I fucking hate that title.
I do too.
It sounds retarded.
Do you remember what they used to call before they said, "Okay, it's gonna be a Star Wars story"? It used to be something else, like a Star Wars saga
Anthology.
Or something. Anthology. That's much better.
I just liked it.
I don't
before
have
when it was called Star Wars Rogue One. What's wrong with that?
Yeah, that's good too.
That's fine.
You can't confuse the sequence of these movies with the audience.
You can't, though. It's no way to confuse them because it says Episode 7 in front of it.
Trust me.
You are overestimating people a great deal.
You can't think of, like, people you know. You have to think about, like, the crowd that listens to sports radio. Those guys.
That's not the same girl. What's going on?
Dude, where's
Rey?
I'll tell you something. The day that The Force Awakens came out, I was listening to sports radio and they were talking about the Star Wars movie comes out today, and then they were trying to determine, is this like a prequel or is this a sequel or when does this take place?
Have they not seen a Star Wars movie ever?
No, they have, but they are just like, you know, they don't pay attention to this stuff. So they're just like, so is this happening after Jedi or is this happening before? And I was like texting in going, okay, here's the sequence, guys.
You know? Hey, if you're not smart enough to figure out the sequence of Star Wars movies, you shouldn't be watching them anyways.
Well, no, but
it's true.
You know, they're event movies, and they're going to capture the attention of people who are in the mainstream who just don't pay attention to anything.
You're right.
Right. So you have to make it like, okay, so that's not really a sequel to The Force Awakens. This is just something like else.
So just have Jar Jar come out in the beginning and be like, hello, people. This is the order of the movies.
I want the end of this movie to have Jar Jar come out in his bathrobe and go, are you guys still here? You guys are still here?
Yous are home.
Yous are people still here? That'd be so hilarious.
Yous are gonna die.
So let's talk about Rogue One. They called it a teaser, but it was like a 2-minute trailer.
No.
You know?
They had a teaser for the trailer.
No, this one was also considered the teaser.
Yeah. On YouTube,
they had
a trailer on it.
It is. It's the official teaser trailer. Yesterday
was the teaser for the teaser.
Why the fuck are they doing that?
This was a trend that happened like 2 years ago.
Star Wars did a teaser for the deleted scenes on the Blu-ray, so.
Yeah, they also did a teaser for the production.
Yeah, which we'll get to that because that's fucking amazing.
It really is. Okay.
I'm a sucker for that stuff.
All right, so what did you think of the trailer?
I thought it looked really cool. I don't know the line in there you hate.
It just doesn't sound good. At least the way it's cut together in the trailer doesn't sound right.
Maybe.
it's probably not even like that in the
no.
It's probably like the Luke line from Star Wars Force Awakens, yeah, where he was like, my father had it, my children have it. It's probably like, that's not even in the movie, most right. likely. It's just to sell the teaser to people.
Yeah, I know. It's could just be. Just the fact that she says, this is a rebellion, I rebel. And the way she says it, it sounds fucking stupid. Like a kid wrote it in second grade is what it sounds like. Not to say that the whole writing in this is bad, just... It sounded stupid.
But I'm looking forward to a heist movie set in the Star Wars universe.
Oh, I'm totally down with that.
And that scene where they're running on the field with all the AT-ATs behind coming at them.
The AT-ATs, you mean?
AT-ATs.
Sure.
All right, let's have it out. What is it?
AT-ATs. That's what it's always been called.
I always called it AT-AT.
They're AT-ATs.
AT-AT. Come on.
They never say AT-AT once, ever, in Empire Strikes Back.
What about the AT-AT? AT-AT. The
although
one,
they do call the walkers, they're called like ST something.
ATSTs.
ATSTs.
That's the two-legged ones.
Yeah. But they call them walkers in the movie.
Yeah.
And in the game.
Yep. Fine. I still call them AT-AT. I don't care. I don't care if I'm non-canonical.
If you treat it like a dog,
what does
you call
what does it
AT-AT?
Stand for?
All terrain something.
All terrain armored transport.
There you go.
And the ATST is all terrain scout transport.
Yeah. Yeah, we got a true nerd on right now.
Told you I got a good geek on here.
I will say this. The way that the trailer was sequenced, it didn't have the same like heart-stopping effect that the Force Awakens one did with her rappelling down into the thing.
And, right. Yeah,
I totally disagree.
The moodiness.
It wasn't as emotional as watching the Episode 7 trailer. You're like, oh, wow.
And maybe that's unfair.
I disagree.
I don't know. I don't think so.
It still has that hype factor to it behind it,
right.
And it has the perfect use of music, which they use great when Force Awakens came out. They used it perfectly.
That piano line from Star Wars. That's
but
cool.
They mixed the Darth Vader march with the Imperial march with the Star Wars tune, which I thought was great. And we know he's going to be a baddie in this.
There's
one.
A young Mon Mothma.
Yeah, and they did a great job.
Yeah, that was really good, too.
Apparently, she was used in the deleted scenes for Revenge of the Sith,
right.
Episode 3. And they didn't really use her in the movie, so I was like, fuck, we'll just recast her.
And the set design was so reminiscent of the first Star Wars. It was so great. Like the green,
with the stupid helmets and shit.
Yeah, and the green like wall they use for like planning battles and stuff.
Sure, whatever. It's just there for decoration, but yeah.
It's yeah, they're I think they're going to be spot on with this one too.
I think that they're going to have better luck at restraining that, you know, especially since The Force Awakens had such a restraint built into even its final trailers. Like learning their lesson or learning the lesson that Batman v Superman has laid out. Like, don't show too much.
Don't blow your load in the trailer.
Yeah, exactly. So like, I hope that they like kept the best battle scenes. Like for the movie,
sure.
Don't show me any. Give me a little bit, but don't.
We don't need to see Vader. We know Vader's in it. We don't need to see him full.
We just
Vader.
Need to see more Forrest Whitaker. Forrest Whitaker in the trailers. That's it. Just
and Donnie.
He's standing there and like twitch his eye, and
hopefully
I'll take 2 minutes of that.
He doesn't cry in the shower because he was dating a girl with a penis.
Hopefully,
what?
Forrest Whitaker wasn't that the same that movie?
Are you talking about The Crying Game?
Yeah,
I don't think Forrest Whitaker's in that movie.
Are you sure?
I don't remember.
I'm 60% sure he wasn't in that movie.
Everybody's going to Google right now to look it up. If I'm wrong, I'm wrong, but I thought he was in that movie.
Okay. I think Alan Tudyk plays a robotic character that we see
in the
background.
I think I've heard that, yeah.
And then Donnie Yen's in it, which is fucking awesome.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, he's in there. You're right.
Oh, see?
So you've seen Crying Game more than all of us. Congratulations.
I've seen it once.
That movie where he played the African general warlord...
The Last King of Scotland.
Last King of Scotland. He was amazing in that movie.
I haven't seen that.
That was a pretty good movie.
That was a good movie.
So do you think he's a good choice? What is his character?
I'm interested to see him in Star Wars. We were talking about it a little bit beforehand, and it was kind of like, oh, hey, there's Forrest Whitaker. You know, and it just said it takes you out of it a little bit. And I said that I wouldn't have put it that way, but I do... It was notable to me.
Right.
Where I don't do that with anybody else.
Right, yeah.
That's because he's a big star that's never been in Star Wars before, and I think that's what it really is, comes down to.
Samuel L. Jackson didn't have the same effect.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Those are the shitty prequels, though.
Still, I mean, Forrest Whitaker is...
But he had a purple lightsaber, come on.
Yeah, I mean, Forrest Whitaker is, like, just a really good actor, and...
Yeah, he is.
Samuel Jackson.
It was interesting to see him in a Star Wars anything. So
yeah, I'll say it. Forest Whitaker is a better actor than Samuel L. Jackson. He just is.
Say it again, motherfucker.
Forest Whitaker is a better actor than Samuel L. Jackson.
There you go. Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Yeah. Does it do with much?
Not to disparage Samuel, because he's good too.
I'm not saying that he's bad, but he has a couple notes that he does, or a couple types that he does, whereas Forrest Whitaker can do like anything, I think.
He's very diverse. Yeah. That's very true.
Yeah. Good point.
It's kind of like if you ever see Jennifer Aniston in a movie, she plays Jennifer Aniston.
Yeah. She's the girl from Friends every single time.
I mean, aside from like that deranged Jennifer Aniston and Horrible Bosses.
I was about to say, what about in Horrible Bosses where she plays a crazy whore?
Yeah, but okay, the thing is, if you watch her guest role on 30 Rock,
yeah,
she plays the same character as she played in Horrible Bosses, just with Jack Donaghy, like the fling they have. But she's just as psycho.
And 30 Rock is much funnier.
Again, he's picking on Greek people again. Can you hear this shit?
Who is Greek?
Jennifer Aniston.
Is she?
Yeah, she's totally really? Greek, yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, see, he's hating again on Greek people.
Aniston?
I'm sure.
No, she changed her. Yeah, it's like Anastopole or something like that.
She should go back to being Anastopole. I'd be all about Anastopole.
I think Sean just admitted he has a thing for Greek women.
There we go.
He wants to How I Marry, or what is it?
My Big Fat Greek Wedding.
That's what he wants.
He wants to be in part three, what he wants
How
to be
I
in.
Married Your Greek Mother. Yeah.
Would you want, I'd watch that show, that'd be funny. Wow.
Pitch it to Bravo.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly right. What else have you guys been watching? I'm almost caught up on Daredevil. I'm like episode maybe 9.
I've watched half of the first episode.
Yeah.
So you're way behind. I'm taking my time with it. It's good.
Yeah. What about you guys? George?
Have you watching? Like shows?
Have you finished Daredevil yet?
Oh, season a long time ago.
Did you?
Yeah.
What about you? Justin,
I finished it the day it came out.
Really? Yeah. I'll probably
pace yourself,
watching
guys.
It next week.
No. Yeah. No. You don't understand. Superhero TV movie, anything comes out, it's done. Like I'm not waiting.
So, my wife has no interest in Daredevil
at all.
She doesn't care. So, she's going out of town next week, and so I'll probably finish it.
What do you think of the show so far, Carrie?
I really like it.
Yeah. Are you at the part where it went subtly ninjas?
Yes, I'm past that. There's ninjas in it. It's
that's okay. That's my two-word review for the whole season. Like,
even though you guys spoiled
ninjas.
It when you were on promoting your comic on
what
another
the hell
show.
Did we spoil?
We talked about Elektra.
Yeah. Well, No. Some people here have not
that's
seen
in
it.
The comic books.
I know
you're a comic book nerd.
Yeah,
you
I know.
You should know this. And you've seen the Ben Affleck movie.
But it's a different.
I haven't seen the Ben Affleck movie.
Aren't you lucky?
I know. Lucky me.
Hey, the director's version is not
bad. The director's cut's actually not that bad, but the normal version is not great.
It's one of those things where the studio took away the final
edit. That was my only complaint with the entire season 2 of Daredevil was what they did with Elektra at the end.
Mm.
Like, I liked everything else about it. I just wish they had saved some of what happened to her.
I don't know who
for season 3.
Did what to who or when or where, so I'm... Don't tell me yet.
I just want to say I love the casting, though, of her.
Oh, yeah. She was good.
She is really good.
Really good.
Oh, yeah, and she's a great actress, too.
And she plays a Greek character. Just saying.
That's fine.
Elektra Nachios. Although she's not really Greek.
Yeah, I was about to say, she's not Greek.
I'm just saying, man, you've been talking a lot of shit. Now, I'm giving you a hard time.
That's true. So one of the things that we wanted to do for this, to make this episode special, we've played this game here on the show before called Dis or Dat. You ever played You Don't Know Jack? You ever played that game?
No.
What?
God. Nope.
Nobody here has ever played You Don't Know Jack.
Ages and ages ago.
Okay. It's so much fun. There's the Xbox One version where you can actually use your phones to play along with. You don't actually have to use a controller. It's a fucking blast. But they had a thing where it's like like a lightning round type of thing where they give you two names and you have to like, okay, so like this, you have to pick the correct answer. Ours is a little bit different. So what we've done is we've created a list of two different things, and you basically fast time tell us your favorites. We're going to go around in a circle.
You have to pick one out of a pair.
Two. Do we have to explain?
We're going
to
circle jerk around it.
Do we have to explain what we pick? Or?
Of course.
A little bit.
It's not interesting.
Just not a 5-minute explanation for each one. We'll be all right.
5-minute explanation for everything.
Just not.
Oh,
we don't have to go that far.
Like, this is going
to
be an extra long show for the diehard.
Stick around to the end of the show. We had a lot of friends of the show, different podcasters. And
they played along too, right?
They played along too. So they sent in their audio clips and actually... our good friend Bill, who is not able to be here tonight because he got sick today, send me his answers in a text. So he's going to play along, even
it's
though
not
he's
my
not
food's
here.
Fault. He's sick, right?
You know, no, it wasn't your food.
Good,
but maybe. How many days ago was that? How
Saturday,
many
days last Saturday?
No, I think he's.
Yeah, no one else got sick. Just saying.
No. Your food was awesome.
Thank you.
Yeah,
it was.
It was a great party.
We had a Kickstarter party.
Really?
You were there.
Tell me all about it.
You showed up like at 11, but you showed up. That's all that matters.
I had a family thing. I got stuck behind trying to get to your party from Meyerland to Katy. I got stuck behind a fucking vice president on the freeway.
That's the most unluckiest thing ever.
So we were going from Post Oak to get on to 610. There's like right where it merges onto the freeway there. And there was a cop, and a motorcycle cop was stopping the couple cars in front of us. Like, what's going on?
Oh, because of the finals.
Yes. Because
Joe Biden loves him some basketball.
Yep, so we got stuck behind Joe Biden and his whole entourage.
Vice presidents and sports ball. Like, that's
apparently, right?
He must have been really pissed off.
I was like, what the fuck?
I know this isn't a sports ball place, but that was a spectacular game on Monday, I just got to say.
There was a game
involved,
too? I did
not see any basketball, unfortunately.
It was fantastic.
I didn't watch any of that crap.
It was a championship decided at the buzzer.
Saw the highlights, yeah, and that was fantastic. Pretty amazing.
Yeah. So people were throwing seat cushions at NRG Stadium. Like,
so was it good enough for Joe Biden to be there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
I think they said he was one of his like alma mater was like one of the schools playing or something like that.
Yeah.
Does that make it better knowing that it was worth it for him?
Not really.
Okay.
Not really at all, because I had to wait 15 minutes for him to drive by. And then they were going really fucking slow. I was like, come on.
Oh, not 15 minutes, Gary.
No, it was like 15 minutes. What?
Never mind. I was being sarcastic.
I don't get your joke. All right, so should we move on to the game?
Sure.
All right, let's do that.
Actually, can we plug our Kickstarter real quick?
Yeah. Wait.
So we were just talking about the Kickstarter party?
Yeah, okay, go ahead. You had the mic, so I...
He's ready to go.
You can do whatever you want, Justin.
You know, we've talked about this before. We were on the show a couple episodes ago and talked about the Kickstarter. It's our comic called Speak No Evil. You can find it really easily by going to our website, graybearcomics.com. That's graybearcomics.com. Take you straight to the Kickstarter. We're at 55% funded now, and it's only been 5 days. So thanks to everybody that supported us so far. And, you know, obviously people like what we're putting out there, so check it out.
How many people at this table have
I'm
going
to kick
you?
In for it. I totally forgot to do it because I just remember that and the receipt from Taco Bell that the lady was like, can you fill this out for me? It'll really help me out a lot. I'm like, all right, I'll do it, because she's asked me like 7 times.
I understand, man. Priorities. Food comes first. I get it.
No. I'm just saying, like, I have a list of things I need to do, and that's actually written on my little scrap of paper by my keyboard.
Awesome.
I pitched in the first day just to get you, because I know the first day is the very important day for any Kickstarter, right?
We had a great first day. We were over a third of the way there at the end of day one, which is awesome. And it's been 4 days since then. We're at 55%, like I said. So, I mean, we're steadily growing, which is just awesome. So thanks to everybody that has pitched in. And if you haven't, go check out our story. Go check out the Kickstarter. It's some amazing art. I can't possibly do it justice telling you audibly what the art looks like. But our artist Samir is just fantastic. And our colorist Chun Lin is even better. You got to go see what we're putting out there, because it's spectacular. And
just give a little brief overview of the story real quick.
You want to do that?
Sure, go ahead. Oh, you want me to do it? It's about two young brothers in the 1930s, and they are trying to survive. They're like con artists, and they botch a job, and on their way trying to find shelter, they come across a cabin. Little do they know, 10 years prior at this cabin, Tesla and H.P. Lovecraft were performing some kind of mysterious experiments there. And they fuck some shit up and changes their lives forever.
What's the most important part of your whole comic book series?
Most important part?
Yeah.
Well, every single issue.
I'm going to be in it. That's,
yes, you will be in it.
That's
so
the important part.
It's the dick and balls jokes.
Yes.
That's really what it is.
Every episode, every issue of your comic starts with balls.
And we're going to have a countdown. 5, 4, 3, 2, balls.
There you go.
Every time.
That's the way you got to do it. It
should be just for Carrie.
No, but seriously, guys, graybearcomics.com. That'll take you straight to the Kickstarter. Check it out. Support us. We really appreciate it. And we have some great rewards, so you will get a lot of cool shit if you do back us.
Yes. One other thing I want to talk about for Comic Palooza this year is I started this last year. It's the Comic Palooza Podcast Partnership Program. And it's like, I think, really, Comic Palooza is the only con out there, even like San Diego doesn't do this, or anybody that really supports the local podcast that really support the con. So it's like a It's a great
symbiotic
relationship. That's the word I was looking for. I was like, Venom, Carnage, what's the word?
I see the wheels turning.
Yeah.
Trying to help you there.
So let me go through the list of the approved podcasts. So if you don't know who these guys are, or you know, you can check us. We're going to announce everybody this weekend. You can go check out all these different shows, because there's a lot of shows I'd never heard of before. And
is Metal Geeks on the list?
Metal Geeks. Let me see. I think it's on there.
Good. That's all I really care.
I think it's number one, actually.
Score.
So, okay, so of course.
Comical Podcast.
Let's do this. Metal Geeks Podcast, of course. Comical Podcast.
Woohoo!
Dogfin Radio. Bri-Fi Podcast.
Hey, we know that guy.
Who still has the best fucking theme song of any podcast ever.
It's the Bri-Fi Podcast.
The War Pod. The guys who started the Houston Nerdcasting Collective. Johnny over there. The Intcast. Reality Check with Craig Price. The Space City Nerd Podcast. Revenge of the World. Nerdy Bitches. Nerd Foo, The Commentators, Taters with T-A-T-E-R-S. Get it? Commentators?
Ah. Hilarious.
I didn't do it.
No?
Okay. Long Box Small Talk.
We're doing an interview with them.
Yeah, Saturday.
God Hates Comics, Caster Quest, who is actually one of our co-ESO podcast friends.
Amanda's cool.
Yeah, Amanda's really cool. Real Hipster Army. Cult 45, the movie podcast. The Rebel Radio podcast. I Love Flavor, which is a geeky cosplay cooking video show.
Yeah.
So it's cool. Zero Fortitude, The Slurred Nerd, Legends of S.H.I.E.L.D., and Sarah and Cassie's Nerdy Adventure. I see your look. We'll move on. So thanks to all the podcasts that are going to be involved this year. We're going to have a lot of cool stuff coming up.
I expect a phone call or email from everyone wanting to interview us.
Yeah, if you haven't interviewed these guys, set it up. If you've interviewed them once, do it again, right?
Yep.
There you go. You can interview me, too, if you want.
Of course.
We're always ready to come on people's shows.
That gets a little messy.
Gross.
I hope you bring a towel or something to clean up after yourselves.
Oh, we'll bring Miguel for that part.
Oh.
Miguel said he wanted to do his part.
I don't think that's what he meant.
Is that his new job? It's cleaner up at the porn store?
He doesn't listen to this show, does he?
I know somebody who had that job once.
That's why I got fired from one of my jobs, for not doing it.
Oh, okay. I was like, you were doing it too well?
No, not doing it at all, so yeah, I got fired. Moving on. Yeah. Don't get a job at a porn store. That's all I got to say.
Bad memories.
Yeah. Yes.
Jizmopper's not a very good career.
No, it's not. It pays really well because, you know, it's something they have
to
do all day.
You can become head Jizmopper.
You can become president Jizmopper.
You get like a special bucket.
You get a special mop is what you get.
All right, so I'm going to say the questions out, and then we're going to go around in a circle, and I'll be the last one to answer mine.
You're going to answer your own questions?
Why not?
Okay.
I want to participate too. Come on.
Well, I figured so one of us would ask you the questions.
Well, we're all getting the same questions, so.
Okay.
You understand how the rules play?
I figured you're going to just do like a random, like pick one from the lot kind of deal.
I think he's going down the list.
I'm
going
to go down
the list. Okay. Yep.
There's like 50 questions.
Motherfucker.
So you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
We need like a theme song or something?
No, we
play
don't.
Play some background music.
Dis or dad, dis or dad.
Thank you.
There you go.
All right, let's do it. All right, first question. Xbox or PlayStation?
Both.
Me? Is it me first?
You're first.
Okay.
You're first every time.
I'm going to go with PlayStation. Last generation, I was Xbox 360, but I've had every other PlayStation iteration, and I have a PS4 now, and I don't want an Xbox One. So, yeah.
PlayStation.
PS4. Exact same reasons you said. I just have a nostalgia factor with PlayStation, so, yeah.
I play with boat parties, man.
You're by that way?
Riding the ski on that one.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Xbox for life. Halo.
Yeah?
That's all I need to say.
Speaking of PlayStation, have y'all got the new update where y'all could play on your computer, like, anywhere?
I've got the update, but I haven't tried that yet. That sounds amazing.
Fucking awesome.
I want to do that on my lunch break at work. Just don't bother me. I'm playing games now. Leave me alone. That would be awesome.
Yeah, that's my plan.
So, I love my PlayStation 4, but I gotta say I love my Xbox One more. I play it more.
It's because you're lazy and you like talking to your TV.
A little bit. But it's a lot of that has to do with it because we have our TV running through it, so we could go from a game to watching TV like in just in a split instant, you know, watching Netflix or YouTube.
Only when it understands you, right?
Only when it listens to me. It listens to my wife more than me, which is which is probably something I should do, right?
Story of my life.
Right. All right, moving on. Samus or Lara Croft?
Samus.
Yes.
Lara Croft, because I like the Tomb Raider reboot a lot.
The reboot's great.
The reboot was very good.
But it doesn't beat
Super
Metroid.
I've been a Metroid fan for a long, long time.
Eh.
Super Metroid.
So basically the way I see it is Tomb Raider, new games, good.
Old games, no.
Old games, not so much. Metroid,
there.
Good. Samus wins.
Yeah, I haven't played any
yeah, but
Metroid
Samus,
games.
Old Metroid games, good. New Metroid games, not so good.
I honestly haven't played the last few that have come out, but I've played up through like Prime, and those were good. The Prime series.
You? Lara Croft.
Lara.
Whatever.
Samus, for sure.
Thank
Nostalgia
you.
Factor. The only Tomb Raider game I ever played was the very first one, and I played it on PC, and we had a PC that wasn't quite good enough to play it, so it was really, really awful.
Really blocky?
Yeah, but Metroid always worked fine on my Nintendo, so.
Those triangle boobs are the best, though.
Except when you'd get too many sprites on the screen, and the right before you transition to the next screen,
yes.
It would, like, freak out
a
little bit.
That.
And everything
yes.
would kind of shake, and the music would go off. It would, like, drag.
Yeah, like, glitch.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember that.
You know,
so I have the Retron 5 that I play my NES games and stuff on.
I still
it still does that on the Retron 5. That's how good their emulation is on there. It's
that,
like glitches
that's programmed
and all.
In there. It's never going away. One of my top 5 games of all time is Super Metroid. I love that game.
Yeah.
Love it. All right, moving on. CD or MP3?
The idealist in me wants to say CD. I do love physical media. I was actually thinking about this a lot this last week about what impact the holding the artwork and the liner notes has on how I connect with an album is really important. And so for that reason, I choose any physical media. But for practicality purposes,
convenient
it's MP3.
Factor.
Yeah.
Okay, so, after we go around the table, I have another a two-parter for this one. So, Sean?
Yeah, it's the same. Yeah, nostalgia and also like the fact that the MP3 just kind of killed the industry.
I find it easier to connect with the music.
Yeah,
when
if I have the album in front of my
definitely.
Hands. I get so many promos sent to me on MP3, I don't even get to listen to most of them, so... Yeah, I don't know. CD.
George?
I look to the future, so MP3s.
Is MP3 the future, though?
Oh, no, it would be something else.
Yeah.
But
it's
as
already,
of now...
It's already going away, I think.
I think this question is essentially physical media versus...
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think so.
It's actually a lot harder than I thought it was going to be.
That's
like,
what she said.
I'm lazy, so I like the convenience of MP3s.
Right.
But I get what Dave's saying about... Like, not so much nowadays, because I buy everything digitally more than I used to. But when I was younger, like, buying a CD was, like, a real thing. And you spend a lot of time, like, you know, looking at the artwork and
reading
everything.
Through it, yeah. And it sounds better. I mean, you're getting, like, lossless, like, MP3, like...
I'm kind of split down the middle, but, like, I'm also pretty, pretty lazy, and I don't have time like I used to. So nowadays, I think I have to say MP3.
So what about this? What about MP3 or a streaming service?
I was counting MP3 with streaming service.
Yeah?
Because that's really what I mostly use.
Because it's such a convenience for...
It's still technically digital.
Right? Yeah, we'll say digital media.
Yeah.
There's a difference, though, because I don't use any streaming services. I don't really like them. Like, I like having control over what I put on without having to listen to ads that I haven't had any...
Oh,
like,
I don't
pay
listen
for
to
that,
ads.
But I'm not going to pay for it.
Okay, so let's take it to another level. We talked about streaming media for music. What about for video games? So physical buying a game in the store or just downloading it on your system?
Buying it because the price is almost the same.
Yeah. Pretty much. Most of the time, you can get it cheaper for physical media now.
Right, yeah.
And then if it sucks, at least you can take it back the next day and get a $15 rebate.
Right, yeah.
There's a little known fact. If you can do it twice a year on your Xbox One, I know this for a fact, you could return a game you bought digitally. If you contact their customer service, say, I did not like this game, they give you 2 per year. They had to do it for a game last...
Point for Xbox.
Yeah, right? PS4, you could probably do it too. I've never tried it, so...
Yeah, I've never tried it.
I didn't buy a crappy enough game, I guess, on the PS4.
The prices of online games, like, just... They should knock it down, like, $10 or $15, just because you're not getting...
So,
something with it.
To me, if it's console games, physical media,
yep.
But my Steam library sure has 400 some odd games in
right?
it. So
that's true. I'm a console gamer, so all the games I have are like hard disk games.
Well, the difference between, cause some of the games you cannot buy physical copies, they're only downloadable. That's different, but like
I think that the price point has a lot to do with that for me. Like the reason there's so many games in my Steam library is because of how cheap
on fucking sale.
Or free I got almost all of them. So
I will download any game that's free on the Xbox One or the PlayStation Plus.
Oh, yeah.
So it's like, oh, free, I'll just take it.
Yeah.
Broforce, thank you for making that free, everyone. Great game.
I've been playing Rocket League. That's
I need to start playing that. Everybody talks about
shit,
it. Yeah.
But it's fun.
All right, so moving on. When you're walking or working, podcast or music?
I don't want to start this time.
podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so. When I'm driving, I like... No, that's not true. I like podcasts when I'm driving, too.
When do you listen to music, then?
When I'm sitting at home, most of the time, I'll be listening to music.
Okay.
Do you... Would you say most of your music listening is dedicated... I'm the activity I'm participating in is listening to music.
I will
music.
Sit there and, like, stare at the wall and listen to this album. That's how I do review listening.
Yeah.
Okay.
I wish I did that more because I used to do that.
Just put headphones on and just get lost in it. Yeah.
And
I'm always everybody's multitasking, always doing something else now, so it's hard to really absorb music sometimes. My podcast
myself like if
yeah.
That's why his insights are so good though.
Yeah, I think so.
Is because he's smarter than us. The time to do that.
Yeah. Well, and it took me a long time to realize that because I would be there like listening, doing work, and I wouldn't be like actually paying attention to what I was listening to. And I found that if I would lay down and try to close my eyes and do it, I would just fall asleep. So
I
had to stare at the wall.
I just imagine him just sitting on his bed, staring at the wall and going, I don't know if I like this album. Okay, I like this album. Just staring at a white wall.
Very kingpin of him.
Right?
I found this weird middle ground between doing something and dedicated listening to music. There's a game called Beat Hazard Ultra.
I've never heard of this.
That is, it's like a, what do you call it? Like the... Bullet Hell kind of, it's like a top-down space shooter game, but the levels are generated off of music that you put into it.
So you can Steam library game? Or?
Yeah. So you can load your own music into it, and it will generate the level based on that. And I actually find that if I'm playing the game and I'll put my music on rather than use their music, I'll notice things in the music that I may not have ever noticed before. Because you kind of go into like a meditative state where you kind of like you have to zone
space out.
Space out
a little bit.
Yeah.
That's cool. I might have to try that.
I can wash the dish. I'll do like cleaning. I'll clean up or I'll do like laundry, folding or whatever while I'm listening to something, and I can do that and not get distracted. Something menial I have to do. Yeah.
Tasks.
Yeah.
What about you? Let's move on.
It just depends. If I find a podcast that I really want to listen to, then I will listen. I've been listening to Limetown, and thanks to Justin, Black Tapes. Been listening shit out of that, and I just finished those. Now that I'm done with those, I'm listening to music again. So,
what about you, Justin?
It's kind of weird for me. It's like split down the middle. Like I listen to podcasts when I'm driving. I listen to podcasts sometimes when I'm at home cleaning shit. Mm-hmm. I listen to podcasts, pretty much all the time. But when I work out, I listen to music. Like when I'm driving, sometimes I listen to music. It just really depends what kind of mood I'm in.
Yeah, well, I go for a morning walk every day. I go for like 1 or 2 mile walks before work, and I always listen to podcasts because it keeps my mind occupied for some reason without having to worry about anything. I guess music is like when I'm working at the gym, I listen to music or something. But when I go for a walk, like in the car, if I'm by myself, I listen to a podcast. But if I'm with my wife, we'll just listen to music. You know,
yeah,
home music a lot. I always have music playing somewhere.
You can talk over it.
Yeah.
Have a conversation over it. Yeah,
you can't really talk over during a podcast.
Well, you could. You can try.
But it's not very fun.
Not our podcast, of course. You would never talk over our podcast.
Never.
No, don't do that. All right, so moving on. I have some heavy metal questions here now. So if you don't know the answer, you don't have to, okay?
Just pass?
You can pass.
Okay.
Belladonna or Bush?
I'm not enough of an Anthrax fan to have an opinion on this one.
You have to have some kind of opinion. So, come on.
Belladonna.
Okay.
A Bush by a landslide.
All right.
Because of the songs that you've played for me, Kerry, I enjoy more Bush songs. However, the newest album to Anthrax is Belladonna, and I enjoy the fuck out of that album a lot more than anything else I've listened to.
George doesn't hate metal.
I'm with Sean Bush.
Can I say the old Anthrax I like Bush, but the new Anthrax I like Belladonna? Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. That's my answer then.
I don't know if I can answer this question. I one of my favorite albums is The Sound of White Noise, so I have to go with Bush, but Belladonna's gotten a lot better recently, so I'm on the fence. I can't decide. Bush, no, Belladonna. Okay, never mind. We're moving on. Blaze or Deano?
I feel like I've honestly never listened to Blaze stuff really. Like, I've heard it before, but I've never really listened to it because it to me, it's not Iron Maiden.
Wait, are we counting solo stuff or just the Maiden?
Just the Iron Maiden era.
I'm going to have to go with Deano just because I know it a little bit.
And there's
better.
Iconic songs from there. Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
They still play live.
Deano.
Which one did Run to the Hills?
Bruce Dickinson.
That's the only one I know.
Justin, do you have any opinion?
I don't think I'm qualified to answer this one, but I like Deano stuff better, I think.
All right.
I think Blaze is much maligned, just generally speaking.
Yeah. Blaze's solo career was really good, though.
Some of it. Not all of it.
Those first two Blaze albums were really, really good, and a lot of people don't realize that.
So, keeping on that topic, Halford or Dickinson?
Dickinson. That's not even a question for me.
Pass. I don't know who we're talking about.
Bruce Dickinson's the lead singer of Iron Maiden. Rob Halford's the lead singer of Judas Priest.
Pass.
Dickinson,
all the way. But that's a very hard one, you know? But anybody else compared to Halford? Halford always win, but you can't pick Halford over Dickinson.
No, I mean, I would say, like, Dio versus Halford.
Dio. Absolutely.
Okay, fine.
Fine. Belladonna, you're going to throw out Dio.
Dio trumps everything, so what about, let's see, Halford versus Belladonna?
Halford.
All right, yeah. True.
Pass. I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about.
Merciful Fate or King Diamond?
Merciful Fate.
I fucking hate King Diamond. We talked about this, so...
I don't know enough Merciful Fate stuff. I like some of King Diamond's songs, even though, like, he's not the best, but King Diamond.
All right, so back to some video game stuff. FPS or third-person shooters?
First-person.
FPS.
Third-person all the way.
I already said Halo, so first-person.
Oh, I know your answer.
I like third-person because Uncharted's still one of my favorite video games of all time.
I think I have to say third person because I like more narrative driven games, and those are usually, they tend to be third person because you have to sort of see your character. I mean, there's been a couple of games.
They're not that great for multiplayer, though.
No, they're not. Well, Gears of War does it really well.
The new Uncharted multiplayer is pretty awesome.
Have you played the beta? I haven't played the beta yet.
See, I grew up playing Quake 3 like religiously, like insta unlagged, rail, one shot, one kill. So FPS is in my blood, and I love Halo, but. My favorite series of all time is Assassin's Creed. So I'm
sure.
You can see both sides.
I see. I've been playing first-person shooters since Wolfenstein and Doom.
Yep.
Doom is my all-time favorite first-person shooter.
May 13th is the new one.
I hope it's going to be good. I'm really looking forward to it.
It can't not be good, that game.
Well, from what I'm seeing so far, I think you're right.
They said that about episode one.
Yeah. But...
You didn't like Doom 3?
It's not Doom.
It's a terrifying game.
It's not Doom, though.
It made me shit myself.
It's I don't want to say that... Like, it... I don't feel like it...
I agree with you, because that's the first game I played.
I don't feel like it doesn't deserve to be a Doom game. I think it does, but it doesn't feel... It doesn't quite feel like Doom, because it's not fast-paced enough.
Right, yeah.
Speaking of Doom, I was at GameStop last night, and I saw that. It's, like, the big figure.
Oh, awesome.
Nice.
Yeah, the Cyber Demon from Doom is out. Oh, you don't get to see it. There
cool.
you go.
Cool.
It's the big Funko Pop of Doom.
Now I feel included. Thank you, Karen.
Thank you. You're welcome.
But yeah, I'm the same way. I played Quake and all that stuff.
I was never a huge PC gamer, but like I played the shit out of GoldenEye.
Yeah.
Okay. And like that...
I sucked at GoldenEye.
Apparently they're going to... I heard there's a rumor that they're going to be redoing that game soon, like for Xbox One.
They did for
No, but there's like...
not that long ago.
Right, but there's going to be an Xbox One version of that game, I think.
I would play it.
That's
I know.
Crazy that the game is bigger than the movie. The kids these days won't even know what the hell GoldenEye is referring
right.
to.
The game was so good, though. For its time, it was amazing.
Was there even a single-player game?
Yeah, there was a really good single-player game. Okay. And the multiplayer was great, too. And there was, like, hidden levels. It was, like, one of the first games that had really, like, cool unlockable shit.
Yeah. You know what it is I'm really bad at FPS on using the controller. I keyboard and mouse is the only way I can play those games.
A lot of people are that way. But, I mean, I started with controller, so it's always been super easy for me.
Let's talk about Mary Jane or Gwen Stacy.
I don't have an opinion.
Pass.
Gwen Stacy.
Why Gwen Stacy?
Gwen Stacy has the better story from Mary Jane, in my opinion. And she's like the true love of his life. Mary Jane is kind of a bitch. Just saying it.
Actually, Gwen Stacy was more of like a fling that just ended too soon, so it always sort of seemed like the love of his life. She was never really the love of his life. Mary Jane's always been the one he was destined to be with.
I've got to say Mary Jane, too, because... Yeah, he was a lover until they redacted that.
Well, they redacted a million things, but like he almost always ends up with Mary Jane.
Yeah, and then she's working for
She's working
Tony Stark.
Yeah, definitely Mary Jane.
I just like the Gwen Stacy arc a lot better than Mary Jane. I guess it's more compelling, and I kind of feel like their chemistry is better than him and Mary Jane.
So I forgot to include Bill's information here.
It's just
for the first ones.
That's the thing. Like the Gwen Stacy storyline is so small, but she's made such an impact. But Mary Jane is like runs the whole length of Spider-Man's history, right? I mean, there's so many stories. You can't really compare them because there's so much more for Mary Jane than there ever was for Gwen Stacy.
Agree to disagree.
And Gwen Stacy died really quickly. So
yes,
Mary Jane hasn't died yet. So that's her benefit right there.
Well, she's died a few times, but she always comes back.
How about she's died a couple of times?
Yeah, I guess that's true. So, not to forget Bill here, who's, you know, our good friend and our Instagram guru. So, when we said Xbox or PlayStation, it looks like a lot of his answers are jokes. He's not taking it seriously. What's up, dude? He doesn't care. Samus or Lara Croft, who? While walking or working, music or podcast, no podcast at work, they're all not safe for work. What are you listening to, dude?
Like Arsha.
Well, that's probably true. Belladonna or Bush? He says Gavin Rossdale forever. Blaze or Deano? He says Johnny Blaze. Halford or Dickinson? He says Living After Midnight, baby. Merciful Fate or King Diamond? Neither. FPS or third person? He goes with Solitaire. And we're on.
I was thinking he was going to say Minesweeper, so I thought
right?
I was going to say
Mary Jane or Gwen Stacy. He says neither. So we'll include him now. We don't want to leave you out, dude. Even though, just because you're not here or anything, you know what I mean? Yeah,
it's the drugs that is talking.
I think so.
What it is.
Moving on, let's talk about Geoff Johns or Brian Michael Bendis.
Again, I don't have an opinion.
No, yeah, pass.
Bendis for sure.
Yeah, I think Bendis is the better storyteller.
Bendis definitely all the way. That's an easy one.
And he tells much better Spider-Man stories. I like his Spider-Man run.
Geoff Johns hasn't done Spider-Man.
Yeah, I know, but I like what I remember most about Bendis is the Spider-Man, and we were talking about Spider-Man a second ago.
Okay,
that's where my brain is right now. So. All right.
And Bill says Bendis. So moving on, we're going to go to DC or Marvel.
Marvel overall, but Batman trumps.
Okay.
Trumps hard. Except when it's Ben Affleck.
Ooh, Ben Affleck is great as Batman, dude.
Yeah, I'll agree. I think Marvel overall, but I love Batman.
George?
I grew up on Batman and Superman, so I always leaned to DC first. I've learned to love Marvel, so Vertigo. That's my answer.
Actually, I've become way more of an independent guy. Like, I love so many indie books, but like, if we're talking big two only, it's got to be Marvel for me. I grew up a Marvel kid.
Yep.
Like, I totally appreciate what you guys are saying, though, because Batman is my favorite DC character, and I put him up there with my favorite Marvel characters, so it's real hard to not include him. But overall, Marvel has way more characters that I appreciate.
Mm-hmm. I definitely say Marvel. I grew up on Marvel. I still read it all the time, so Marvel for me. And as Bill as well, he said, make mine Marvel.
Jessica Jones.
Yes. Captain America or Iron Man?
Loved it.
What?
Captain America or Iron Man?
Oh, we're going with Team Cap or Team Iron Man?
What side are you on?
Are we talking TV or movies?
Either one. Don't matter.
Oh, it's a big difference.
No.
It's a big difference.
TV or movie or comics or movies, you mean?
Comics or movies, yeah.
We can do both if you want.
Okay.
Let's do comics first. You can do both.
I don't have much opinion comic wise, so
go with movies then.
I'm Team Cap.
Whoop whoop.
Winter Soldier. Yeah.
If we're gonna go movie route, I am Team Cap. Comics wise, I'm gonna say Team Iron Man because he's cooler in the comics.
That's exactly what I think. Captain America movies all the way. Iron Man comics all the way.
I'm actually the same way. Yeah, definitely. Iron Man, the badass in the comics, and now he's sort of being written now like the movie version, though, isn't he? A little bit more,
sort of.
Not really. Now they're doing the whole international Iron Man thing, and he's really like a lot more toned down.
Is he?
Yeah. Okay. Like they've also changed Captain America so much too. He's lost his powers, and he's like an old man who's kind of pseudo retired.
He's coming back though.
He'll come back, but I've enjoyed. Retired.
And we haven't even touched upon, we're talking about DC or Marvel. What the hell is going on with DC and the relaunch? But we're not going to talk about that now.
Sure.
Let's go on to the next question. Let's see here. Where'd it go? Coulson Avengers or Coulson Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.?
I'm going to say Coulson Avengers because I've still never watched an episode of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
That's a good reason.
Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. because he's a lot more developed,
yeah,
I guess.
Absolutely.
But he's a little bit more, he's funnier and wittier in the Avengers movies, yeah, in
he's
my
a
opinion.
Bit, he's a little bit more douchier on the TV show.
Well, he's also the leader in the TV show.
Right.
And the movies, he was like, you know, a little underling to Samuel L. Jackson's character.
Can you sign my baseball card?
Yeah, I actually really like Coulson from Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. a lot. I like what they've done with him.
Yeah, I'm really digging the show. I'm a couple episodes behind.
I was like, dude, have you watched the recent episode?
I'm still behind.
Plus, he was in love with Amy Acker, so, I mean, who wouldn't be in love with Amy Acker? Jesus.
True. Let's move it on. Sticking with the TV show here, comic book Walking Dead or AMC TV show Walking Dead?
I'm way, way behind, but I'm going to go with comic book Walking Dead.
Neither. I'm so sick of both of them.
Wow.
I kind of almost agree with you, but it's comic book is way better than the TV show will ever be.
I'm glad all three of you answered that way.
I agree.
Fuck the TV show.
Let's take one quick minute to talk about the season finale of The Walking Dead TV show.
They had a season finale? That didn't happen.
No, it didn't.
I actually liked all of the Negan bit. Everything before then was boring as hell, and there was no reason for it to be an hour and a half long.
No, it was not.
There was no
They were
reason.
Just like, oh.
They wanted some more commercial spaces, what they
yeah,
wanted.
Yeah.
Because there was a lot of fucking
Negan,
commercials.
Negan was represented as close to the comics as they could represent him without having all the swearing, which they're supposedly going to put in the Blu-ray edition of the TV series. Yeah. But on TV, he was as close to the comics as they could get him. He said the same dialogue. He even like made references to Carl being a little future serial killer.
Yep.
Like, there's so many things about Negan that I liked. Jeffrey Dean Morgan was such a great choice.
He was excellent.
Excellent. So excellent.
Didn't he look a little too skinny, though?
Yeah, he wasn't bulky enough, I don't think. But he was bulkier than the comedian.
That's just nitpicking, though.
It's the fucking apocalypse. Nobody's eating any real food anyways. Like, everybody should be skinny. I don't know how Eugene's still so fat. Like, it doesn't make any sense. Like, they should all be skinny.
Who's fat in the show?
Eugene.
Oh, a little bit.
What is he eating?
I hated the fucking how it ended, though. It was great. Like, his whole speech was great. But the whole point of the whole season, where we're working up to that one point.
I know.
And we needed to see that. That was just something
I understand
we
why they did
the
it, but I don't like that they did it.
I love that they did it because it pissed everybody off so much.
It did.
Like, I have hated this TV series for like 5 seasons because of how they mishandled Rick the entire time. They've taken everything that's good about Rick and given it to Daryl. And we finally get to a point where maybe Daryl, maybe Glenn are going to be dead. We don't know which one. And they left it ambiguous and made people sit and wait. And I fucking love the writers for doing that because they've gotten so many things wrong.
I feel like
up to this point.
I feel like
you think they're just trolling their fans now?
I feel like they haven't decided yet. I kind of wonder if the writers haven't picked.
Somebody made a comment that the cast doesn't even know yet.
Yeah. And that's one of the things.
No, Norman Reedus says he knows. And Jeffrey Dean Morgan says he knows as well. They've both come out and said they know who it is. So I don't think that's the case. I think everybody's aware of who it's going to be, but they left it so all the fans are sitting on pins and needles because they haven't read the damn comic book.
Right. Exactly.
I constantly tell people, you know, you watch a movie that's based on a TV, based on a comic book, or you watch a TV series based on a comic book.
Read the comic.
It's about 80% as good as what the source material is. Walking Dead's about 15% as good as the books. Like, the TV series is crap. It really is, comparatively. And anybody that hasn't read the comics is seriously missing out.
So,
don't get me started.
I know who it is.
I still hated the ending of that show.
Yeah. Okay, so moving on from that, The Incredible Hulk, Lou Ferrigno or Mark Ruffalo?
I don't have a personal connection to Lou Ferrigno's Hulk, so
I don't really either.
I really liked Mark Ruffalo's performance as a character, so
yeah, Ruffalo, it was good.
I like Ruffalo because he's actually fun as a Hulk.
Yep.
Lou Ferrigno is
I think
muscles.
Ruffalo has been the best portrayal of Bruce Banner.
Yeah, definitely.
I don't know. I like Edward Norton's portrayal of Banner better, actually.
See, I felt like that might have been a better question.
Hmm.
Yeah, like
Edward Norton, or
I actually have some pretty strong connections to Lou Ferrigno as the Hulk. Like, I watched it as a kid with my dad and stuff. So, like,
and he broke your mic too.
And he broke my mic. Yeah, I mean that's a pretty big thing. But
for me,
if I have to say that, I mean I'm going to pick Ferrigno, I think, just because of the nostalgia. But I think Edward Norton was definitely the better Banner for going that route.
I'm going to say Ruffalo, and Bill says Ferrigno.
Okay.
What about you?
I said that, or didn't I already have an answer?
No.
I thought I said you did. Ruffalo.
You did.
Okay.
Okay, so the Avengers or the Justice League?
Isn't that the same question as Marvel vs. DC?
No. No.
It kind of is.
No.
Just asked sort of. In a different form.
Still.
Okay.
Justice League has Batman.
Wow.
Also has Aquaman.
Justice League for Batman, yeah.
And who is it again? Which Avengers are we talking about?
What's your favorite Avengers lineup? Whatever one you're thinking of is that one.
God damn it. Maybe the Avengers on this one? Because there are a lot more DC characters I like more than Avengers, I guess, and for going that route. Justice League. I'll go Justice League right now.
Yeah, it's Avengers for me.
Avengers for me, too.
Okay.
Not even close.
X-Men or Avengers?
X-Men, not
X-Men.
Close.
Yep.
X-Men.
Movie versus comic book of what?
Which X-Men.
Avengers. Not
Avengers,
close.
Yeah. Hopefully X-Men will get better, but I don't know.
I don't know, man. I have a bad feeling about this new movie coming out. So far. Yeah.
Wow. All right, so Batman or Superman? I think we've covered this one already.
Batman wins.
It's Batman for me, too.
Superman.
What?
Batman. Get out.
This might be the only question that Justin can answer. The West Coast Avengers or the Great Lakes Avengers?
For me, it's Great Lakes.
Yeah. Why?
First, what the fuck are you talking about?
Great Lakes was like my first introduction to Squirrel Girl. It's become like one of my, not favorite characters, but she's up there. Like, I really enjoy reading Squirrel
Girl. Do you really love her because Miguel hates her?
No, I love her because of, like, how ridiculous a character she is, that her only power is that she can talk to squirrels and, like, maybe jump a little bit higher than people.
Well, her power is in the Lego
Marvel. She constantly beats, like, really incredible villains.
The Lego Avengers game, her power is growing really big and throwing squirrels at people.
She can build armor suits out of squirrels.
Yeah.
She's done that before.
Wasn't she like in the joke character or something?
She started out that way. Now she's kind of like being written seriously. Like, she's beaten Galactus. She's beaten Thanos. She's beaten like major, major villains. Dr. Doom.
Wasn't she in Marvel vs. Capcom 3 as a playable character?
No, I don't think so.
I was thinking she was.
That's a bizarre character.
It's not just her. I mean, the whole team's weird. There's like Big Bertha, who's like a supermodel by day, but at night she turns into like this giant blob of a woman.
Mm.
And Deadpool was involved at one point, so...
Yeah, of course.
So, moving on. South Park or Family Guy?
That one's easy for me at South Park.
Yeah, South Park.
South Park all the way.
Going down to South Park.
South Park, but I still love Family Guy.
I'm getting him.
And Bill said, you're just lucky they're the Family Guy. All right. So, slow zombies or fast zombies?
I don't care. I don't care.
As long as they don't get you, you're good.
Because the zombie itself isn't that important, regardless of what your zombie media is, you know?
Unless you're Zack Snyder.
So, like, Left 4 Dead wouldn't work with slow zombies.
Right, that's right. True.
So, I mean, they all have their place. I don't have a problem with fast zombies.
I think you're right, because the Walking Dead TV show would be over quickly if they were all fast zombies. They'll be dead.
A lot more people would be dead in that show, yes. That's for sure.
A lot more people should be dead in that show.
They will be, hopefully.
Yeah, World War Z was better with slow zombies than the fast zombies, I think, in the movie from the book.
I think slow zombies are a lot more creepier, in my opinion, because they don't appear as a threat because they can move so slow, but when there's a fuck ton of them, all of a sudden shit gets bad. I mean, they've proven that in Dawn of the Dead, the original, and then also Night of the Living Dead.
Yeah. I think that probably is a better interpretation of the kind of the original Night of the Living Dead, Dawn of the Dead style zombie and what George Romero intended for them to represent. So I guess that's a fair point for slow zombies, that because they're metaphors obviously for people in general, that individually they're not much of a threat, but when you have large masses of stupid people in groups, suddenly bad shit goes down. So if we're going with the true Romero interpretation of what zombies are supposed to be, then I guess slow zombies maybe does win.
Donald Trump rallies, right? Am I right?
Yeah, right. They're all zombies, right?
I don't know. Those are all really good points, but I keep thinking about 28 Days Later, which is not...
See, and that's what I kept thinking about,
but they're
too.
Not, they're not zombies.
They're not really zombies, but they're so much scarier than most real zombie movies.
And that's
movies.
Such a good story.
It really is. I think the idea of fast zombies is scarier to me than the idea of slow zombies. Because at least slow zombies you can fight as long as you don't let them build up into too big of a group, like we were talking about before, but... Fast zombies, you don't have as much of a chance to react or as much of a chance to plan. Mm-hmm. So fast zombies are definitely scarier, in my opinion.
Or like in Zack Snyder's Dawn of the Dead.
Yeah.
All right, so let's move on. Disneyland or Disney World? This is a very tough one for me.
This is a tough one. Damn. Come back to me.
Go around.
I've actually been to both, and I'll say Disneyland... For me, just been nostalgia. I was there with my cousins and stuff. So
okay,
I haven't been to both. I've been parts of Disney World, right? But I didn't ever get to actually go to the full on park,
Magic Kingdom.
Yeah, but I did get to go to Disneyland for one day, and it was amazing. And it made me feel like a kid again.
It was magical.
It was very magical. It's the only place I could turn any adult into a 10-year-old.
Oh yeah.
So Disneyland for me.
I've never been to Disneyland. I've been to Disney World probably 6 or 7 times.
Yeah.
I always had a lot of fun when I was a kid, so Disney World for me.
So for me, this is difficult too because I grew up going to Disney World more because when I used to go spend the summers with my grandmother in Florida, and we'd always go to Disney World. So I spent way more times going to Disney World than I've been at Disneyland. But in the past few years, I've been to Disneyland 3 times than I haven't been to Disney World once. So, and there's something magical about that place. It's the original. It is pretty amazing.
See, my experience was the other way around. I grew up going to Disneyland, and I didn't go to... my first time to go to Disney World, I was 24, I think, before I went to Disney World for the first time.
Wow.
Disneyland has the history and that extra touch. Everything's a little bit... you have the original Pirates...
Right.
Your original Haunted Mansion, all of this kind of original stuff was there, and Walt walked through that one.
He slept there, too.
Yeah. But when I'm planning vacations now with my family, I'm planning vacations at Disney World most of the time. We're going to try to do a Disneyland trip, but, man, Disney World is real... good for the family because it just from a price standpoint and just the amount of stuff that you can
stay with that Polynesian hotel.
That's not cheap, no. But one day I want to stay at the Polynesian.
I love the Polynesian. Ohana, amazing.
They were booked last time we went, so
oh,
we
really?
Didn't get to go. Yeah. Damn.
All right, we can spend the next 10 minutes talking about this, or half an hour or whatever. So keep it on that. Mickey Mouse or Bugs Bunny?
Mickey Mouse.
Bugs Bunny. Totally.
Mickey Mouse.
Bugs Bunny, he was such an asshole.
Yeah,
that's great.
He's a jerk.
I got to say Mickey Mouse too, but you didn't say it in the correct voice.
I have to do the Mickey Mouse voice.
Is that
what it
is? To say it.
I don't know if I can even do it right now. come back to me later. I'll do it later.
Okay.
Yeah.
Moving on, let's talk about this. This is going to be a good one. Ben Affleck Batman or Ben Affleck Daredevil?
Is there a contest?
I'll pass.
I vote neither.
Well, considering in Daredevil, he was doing his best Batman impression. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to go with Ben Affleck as Batman.
Yeah, I agree. Ben Affleck, Batman.
Ben Affleck was really awesome as Batman. It surprised the hell out of me. So I got to go with Batman.
He's become a much better actor since Daredevil.
What about the manager of Casual Mill?
You know, all
Ben Affleck
was,
Batman or Ben Affleck manager Casual Mill.
Well, he was born to play that role and screw somebody in a very uncomfortable place. So,
like the back of a Batmobile.
Yes. So yeah, definitely that one.
All right. Mickey Mouse yet?
No.
Damn it! You're looking at me. All right, so I have to do this one, guys. Star Wars or Star Trek?
Ooh, let's see the real nerd come out.
Star Wars. I'm just looking ahead.
Thank you. The only one thinking about this really hard is Dave. He's like,
I was waiting for one of them. Like, what?
We'll come back to you then.
All right.
What about you, George?
Star Wars, because I grew up on that.
Oh yeah.
Like, I love Star Trek: Next Generation. Like, it means a lot to me because I watched it all the time as a kid. But like, Star Wars had way more of an influence on who I became as an adult, and like,
oh yeah,
just it's all about Star Wars.
I've never been a Star Trek guy until the J.J. Abrams movies, which I like those, but I still don't like the original Star Trek stuff.
Which were technically Star Wars movies.
They were basically with Star Trek characters, and it's true. But I did like which is the one with the whales, the Voyage Home.
Yeah,
yes.
I like that movie because I watched.
Do you really?
I watched that with my dad a lot when I was a kid. I don't know why.
So out of all those Star Trek movies, that's the one we watched the most.
That was the one that was always on TV.
Yeah, I think so.
Because it was the worst one and the easiest one for them to get the rights for. Yeah. But fuck, so there's a lot of really bad.
But that's
stuff
the only
that
one
movie.
That's the only one that Arjun Lucassen has written a song about.
But there's a handful of really great character moments in that movie, though. Like, overall, the movie's kind of a disaster, but there's a handful of really
good those whale interaction scenes. Oh, amazing.
No.
Have you ever seen Wrath of Khan?
I've seen Wrath of Khan.
It's
been a long time, though.
You like The Voyage Home more than Wrath of Khan. Really?
I didn't say I liked it more. I said I watched it more.
It's charming about The Voyage Home, though.
I guess.
Oh yeah, The Worm in the Ear. Which movie was
that?
That was Wrath of Khan.
That always freaked me out as a kid.
So a little tidbit. You know that in Wrath of Khan, the Genesis device animation sequence, do you know who did that?
Ralph Bakshi?
Pixar.
Oh, really?
Before they were a thing.
Wow.
Pixar did that.
That's pretty cool.
Yep.
So is it Star Trek for you?
The more you know.
I didn't grow up a Star Trek fan. I was a Star Wars kid 100%. I did not like Star Trek, but I've gotten into it in more recent years, and I really appreciate it for its impact on science fiction, and you know, so many of those people are just icons, and it's really hard to discount Star Trek's cultural influence, but obviously Star Wars as well.
Star
and
just as much.
Yeah. So I don't know. I probably would have to favor just a little bit with Star Wars just because I have the history with it.
And Bill says he's bi on this one.
He's bitrextual.
He's bi.
That's not my joke.
Bistartual.
I stole that from Voltaire. So
we'd be bi-starial? So, let's see. Harry Potter or The Hobbit?
Oh, The Hobbit. That's not even a thing.
I was like, it's not going to be a question for David.
Wait. Just The Hobbit itself?
Are we talking books or movies again?
Okay. That is an important distinction. So, because The Hobbit movies were a goddamn disaster. So...
Yeah?
You know what? The first one wasn't a complete disaster. The last two were a complete disaster, though.
So, are we talking books or movies?
Tolkien is so important to me, but I'm going to say, like, just stacking up The Hobbit against the Harry Potter.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That surprises me.
Because of the movies or because of the books?
Yeah, are we including Lord of the Rings into this as well? Or?
No.
Just
the
Hobbit.
The, yeah.
The book. Yeah, I think
so
that Harry Potter.
Eight?
Right, or seven.
Well, movie. Well, whatever.
I really don't know. Because I never read Harry Potter, but I have read The Hobbit when I was a kid.
So I'm basically comparing, when you ask that question in my head, I go, the book, The Hobbit, the movie, Harry Potter. Right?
So, because you can do that if you want.
Because I never read Harry Potter, but I've seen like the first three Harry Potter movies.
Yeah. I've been on the Harry Potter ride, so that makes it. I've never been on the Hobbit ride. That'd be cool, though.
Yeah, like The Hobbit was one of the first fantasy stories I ever read as a kid, and one of the things that really made me such a fan of like fantasy sci-fi pushed me in that direction. And I was a big nerd who like spent a lot of time in the library. That was the first book that pulled me into that. So I love The Hobbit book, but if you're saying Hobbit book, one story versus all seven, the entire story arc of Harry Potter's so much better, the entirety of it versus the one story, because you got all the silly songs and all the weird shit like mixed into The Hobbit that kind of detracts from it. But if you're saying
wrong,
if you're saying movies,
I respect your opinion, sir, but you're wrong.
If you're saying movies, I don't know.
Because in Tolkien's timeline of when he wrote these things in his life, The Hobbit came first, and he hadn't figured out the way it would weave everything else would weave into it, or that anything else would weave into it.
Yeah. He thought it was a standalone thing.
So Harry Potter, conceptually, the books smoke the movies because there's so much more detail and depth. And so,
but the movies aren't bad either, though.
They're about 80% as good as the books.
Some of them are pretty nah.
That's usually the one I use when I'm comparing Walking Dead to talk shit about it.
There you go.
Yeah, so I think the Harry Potter books are actually better together than The Hobbit.
But because of the payoff at the end, right?
You can't say that about The Lord of the Rings, you can't say that about The Silmarillion, so...
Yeah.
Well, it's because of the payoff at the end of Harry Potter, though, right?
Well,
sort of.
So, yeah. I mean, but the payoff at the end of The Lord of the Rings is so much...
We're not talking Lord of the Rings, we're talking Hobbit.
Yeah, that's such an unfair question.
It really is. Very scary.
Although I will say that the movie ending of Harry Potter, the duel between those two, was better portrayed in the film than it was in the book.
Okay.
Yeah.
I haven't got that far in the books yet, so I've only read the first two, I think.
Her writing just became hackneyed in those last pages. She panicked and just had this...
Like, it just needs to go out.
...shit show of a final confrontation.
So this is a very interesting question. Laundry or dishes? Which one do you hate the most?
Dishes, because you do them every day.
Yeah.
Do you? You're supposed to.
I just realized something. I'm the only one in this room who has children. Tell me about how you don't do laundry every day.
True. I do laundry almost every day here, but...
I'm going to say I don't like doing laundry because I hate fucking folding.
I never said anything about folding.
You don't have to fold.
You have the dirty pile.
Things
and the
have
clean
to look
pile.
Neat.
Get a clean basket and a dirty basket, and you're done.
If I lived alone, there would just be piles of clothes.
It's true. All right, so I guess we know the answer to that one. Tusk or Red State?
I never watched Tusk. Actually, never got around to it.
I'm gonna let you borrow it tonight. Then
we should do an Amazon. I think.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's in my to watch list.
Don't watch it with kids around.
Well, why? It'd be fun for children. Hmm? Educational.
It's like going to the zoo.
Kind of.
There's a guy in a walrus suit.
Yeah. Sort of.
Never saw either.
I did. I enjoyed Red State a lot more than I was expecting to, though. So.
Man, that is a tough question because Red State was like the first step of maturity for Kevin Smith.
Yeah, I agree.
But he really like went full on weird with Tusk, which I really liked.
Chasing Amy wasn't mature?
What's
no.
I was going to say I'm going to point to Jason Lee's entire character in Chasing Amy.
Fuck. Because there's parts of Red State that I love, but I really enjoy Tusk overall, so I'm probably going to go with Tusk over both of the two.
Go ahead, Justin.
Yeah, I completely agree with what George said.
Agreed. I'm going to say Tusk because Red State, it was a great movie, but it felt like it was two movies put together.
It was his first foray into doing a serious movie.
Yeah.
Tusk was a way more like cohesive story, even though it was like super fucking weird.
It's about a podcaster.
Well, yeah, and of course that.
Yeah, that's always cool. If you've never seen him, Sean, mm-mm. I'll let you borrow them. You have Blu-ray?
Yeah.
I will let you borrow those. They're good. All right, so speaking on, stay on the Kevin Smith thing, Brian Johnson from Comic Book Men or Brian Johnson from AC/DC?
Brian Johnson, AC/DC.
AC/DC.
What does that question mean, per se? Like, Brian Johnson's a comedian, the other guy's a musician.
Well, they have the same name, so it's spelled differently.
Sure. Brian Johnson from, you know... Tell him Steve Dave, I guess.
If I never listen to another AC/DC song for the rest of my life, I'm okay with that. But I can't go on without Tell him Steve Dave. So
I agree. I've anybody that listens to these shows, they've heard
Justin
my,
chooses Brian Johnson.
I do.
Anybody that's heard my horror story of working on the AC/DC Rock Band knows I'm not picking that one. So I'm going with Comic Book Man Brian Johnson.
Do him some justice, man. You got to call him Tell him Steve Dave Brian Johnson because he doesn't even give a shit about the TV show.
All right, that's true. Tesdy. So, Joel or Mike from Mystery Science?
I put this one up there.
I know, this is your question.
Yeah, this one was mine. So, I won't go first.
Joel.
Joel was the first one, right?
Yeah.
Man. I only watched the reruns because it was in Comedy Central when I started watching it. And when it was on Comedy Central, it was Mike. But they did reruns with Joel, and I think I enjoyed those more because they did funnier movie, or they made fun of shittier movies. So I'm probably going to go with Joel, especially since he's coming back.
It's true. He is going to be on the new version.
Yeah, I pretty much only watched him on Comedy Central, too. So, I don't know.
I'm going to have to say Joel because he was trolling me at Comicpalooza last year and he like jumped into one of my interviews, so he's really funny. So
I didn't think he was going to be doing the show, the new one.
I think he's involved in it, isn't he?
He's like producing it, but Jonah Ray's going to be the guy.
Right.
Yeah, he's not the guy anymore.
He's not I'm sure he'll be in it.
I'm sure he's one of the writers.
Well, he's writing.
One of the reasons why they switched to begin with was that he did not like the on-screen part of it. He didn't like being on TV.
Yeah.
And that's part of why he left, because he stayed on and continued to write and stuff for the show after they changed over. He just didn't want to do the I'm on camera part of it.
Yeah.
I feel, my opinion is, I feel like Mike is better in front of the camera. He's better, his delivery is sharper. I like Mike a lot. I go to all the riff tracks whenever I can, the live events that they do. I go to those whenever I can. I really like Mike a lot for MST3K, but I think I like Joel Hodgson better as a... I'm talking about... like, I think on the show, I might like Mike a little bit more as the character, but as people, I think I like Joel Hodgson... Joel Hodgson, not Joel Robinson. Right. Joel Hodgson, a little bit better than I like Mike Nelson.
Yeah.
Very cool.
I think Jonah Ray's going to do really well.
I hope so. He's funny.
He's funny.
Let's see. Autobot or Decepticon?
That's hard. That's really hard.
I don't care.
But you have to pick one.
Decepticon.
You're all evil motherfuckers.
They had the best Transformers. They had the best Transformers. Like,
what did you say,
models.
George?
I said they're all evil motherfuckers.
I had GoBots. So
your parents must not love you.
They did not love you, is what it was. Optimus Prime, baby. So Autobots.
Yeah, that's like the one good Autobot.
Hot Rod, Bumblebee,
Ratchet.
Wait, was Fortress Maximus a Decepticon or Autobot?
He was an Autobot.
So who do the Decepticons have as the base? Omega Supreme was Autobot, right?
Mm-hmm. I can't think of the name.
Can anybody name one GoBot? There you go.
No, I can't remember.
I remember when I was a kid, I was at a friend's house, and I somehow, this is where I got the scar on my head, where I fell. This is the stupidest thing. It's like in a TV show. I slipped on a roller skate, fell forward, and cut my head open on the coffee table, like on the corner. And I remember having to get stitches and stuff, and I remember it wasn't bad enough for they had to put me under or anything, but I just remember seeing the stitches go in and out right above my eye. And on the way home, my parents, we stopped at some gas, you know, like a Walgreens or someplace to get like medicine for it. And my mom's like, hey, do you want me, I'll get you a toy, or do you want, what do you want? I was like, I want a Transformer. And they came out with a GoBot. worst day ever. I didn't care about the, you know, the stitches or anything, but I got a GoBot. You know, you just don't understand.
Soundwave was just like the coolest thing in the world. Yes. So definitely Decepticons, just for Soundwave alone.
I still have my original Soundwave and the cassette.
Oh, do you really?
Rumble was like my fucking favorite. He still is. Like, I love Rumble.
Decepticon for sure, because if you're talking cartoon, just the point of just Starscream's voice.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
The Decepticons had so much going for them, and Autobots had Optimus Prime.
Jazz had some personality.
Jazz was okay. Bumblebee was okay.
Grimlock was a bit of a...
Grimlock was amazing. Yes, Grimlock was amazing. But, like, they were only, like, pseudo-aligned with the Autobots anyways.
Starscream was such a just a fop. He was such a... I loved him. But my favorite Decepticon, Thundercracker. Yeah, I loved him.
Thundercracker was great.
Just, like, kind of a no-nonsense guy who would always end up following the wrong path.
Right.
I just like playing the good guy.
I was always a villain.
You're in a room full of metalheads, bro.
That's true. So, this is one that I actually don't have on my list, so we got to do a He-Man one for you.
Okay.
So, what's the villain? What's the other... I can't think of the other guy's name.
Grayskull?
No. There's Skeletor.
Mm-hmm.
Or what's the other guy from...
Hordak?
Hordak. Thank you.
Which one's better?
Which one do you like better?
Skeletor?
Huh?
Hordak looks cooler. He's definitely got a better army. Like, that's not full of fucking misfits and, like, idiots. Every henchman Skeletor has is a moron. Hordak at least has, like, intelligence.
Trapjaw, though. Come on, Trapjaw.
Trapjaw was dumb.
I love Trapjaw.
Trapjaw was dumb. The only, like,
that's my favorite
sort of smart one he had was Triclops. But, like, Merman and Beastman were very incompetent. Like, they were funny. They were incompetent. Too Bad was just an idiot. Trapjaw was not very smart. Like, it was really... Triclops was the only good one. Hordak had, like, nothing but smart people underneath him. He looked awesome, too, but at least Skeletor never gave up. Hordak quit a couple times. Yeah. Like, that was his whole thing.
Skeletor had a better resurgence in popular culture.
Mm-hmm.
Well, a resurgence, you know.
Yeah.
Especially on the internet.
Yeah, yeah. Especially on Robot Chicken as well.
Yep. It's me, Skeletor!
Oh, hey, how about Space Ghost Coast to Coast versus... Harvey Birdman, Attorney at Law.
Space Ghost.
Okay.
That's actually closer. Like, that's closer than they're saying.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it's Space Ghost still because Zorak and Rack were so
Harvey
good.
Birdman. I love Harvey Birdman
so
too.
I never watched
so
it.
Funny. It's so good.
But I like Harvey Birdman, but Space Ghost was the first on the on Cartoon Network, and he was funnier.
Yeah.
He wasn't funnier. His supporting cast was funnier.
Zorak.
I still have an autographed Space Ghost action figure signed by George Lowe from like 15 years ago,
the episode
maybe?
Where Harvey Birdman represents Grape Ape is like one of the funniest things in the whole fucking world.
I wish that show would come back, man.
That was really good.
So good. All right, so how about some heavy metal stuff again at the end? Did you put these on here? The last one?
Probably put some on there, yeah. Oh, so, yeah, I did.
German thrash or German power metal?
Power metal.
Power metal had a more lasting impact and influence.
Yes. I know, yeah.
I vote German power metal as well, so.
Name your top German power metal band.
Blind Guardian.
All right.
That's not hard.
That's not mine, but.
Not everyone can be right all the time.
I knew you were going to say that. George?
Nine. Yeah, that's my answer. I never
heard that band.
It's a new one.
What about you?
Samesies.
No? No? No?
No, I was agreeing with them.
Oh, okay.
What is yours? Halloween.
Blind Guardian's right behind there, but yeah, Halloween for sure.
Blind Guardian was my introduction to power metal.
Yeah.
I found Blind Guardian because
Halloween was mine.
I was looking for I was on mp3.com, if anyone remembers.
I remember mp3.com.
And I was looking for music inspired by Lord of the Rings.
And you found the song Lord of the Rings.
And I found the song Lord of the
Rings. It was on the charts at number one forever.
The acoustic one.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Yeah. To me, that's the song.
Yeah.
That's that song to me is the acoustic version
Not
of
the
it.
Keyboard.
You know how I found out about Halloween? I remember it was West Oaks Mall. There was a music store in there. And I walked in. My parents were shopping in some other store. And I saw a big standee of Keeper of the Seven Keys Part 2 with the big Halloween, like big display of it. I'm like... I've got to listen to that. I've got to get that. And that was my first ever power metal. That was it for me. I was done. Halloween? Come on, guys. Really? So German thrash, I mean, the only one I can think of would be like Creator or Destruction, you know?
Well, I mean, I think about like the precursor to them is being Accept.
Okay.
Yeah.
I can accept that, maybe.
Yeah.
Finnish or Swedish metal?
Swedish.
Finnish all the way.
There was a time when Swedish would have been the easy answer, but
there's a lot of really good Finnish bands. Sweden has the history.
Yes, they have a history, but which do you listen to more now? Do you listen to more Swedish metal band, or would you listen to more Finnish? It's Finnish for me, for sure.
They had death metal in the 90s, and that faded now. Sweden started Melodeath with Gothenburg.
Yeah.
But Melodeath was a failure in the sense that it spawned metalcore in the States.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Swedish bands gave up on Melodeath. And Melodeath was reinvented by the Finns. The Finns gave us reinventions of power metal.
Yeah.
They're giving us reinvention of Melodeath. They're also giving us reinventions of like doom death metal.
Yeah. You know?
I'm thinking of the modern Finnish doom bands that are really
fucking amazing.
Really good.
Yeah.
I'm still gonna pick Sweden overall, just as an overall winner, but Finland's definitely been representing the last decade or so.
Talking about our favorite soccer team, right?
Yes, soccer. Sports ball. I gotta say is Amorphis.
Sure.
And Swallow Sun, Insomnium.
I like Insomnium. I have that band.
Finnish heritage. You got Stradivarius, Nightwish, Sonata Arctica,
Lordy,
Sentenced.
No, shut up.
Amorphis.
Is that Finnish?
Lordy, yeah.
All of the bands. That come
Lordy, Lordy, Lordy.
It's like giving me an impossible choice.
I know, it's really hard.
Who are you thinking of when I say that?
But
who? Lordy.
The chick with the crazy hair?
No, that's who I thought you were thinking of. No, there's a Finnish. They're like Gwar.
Yeah. Oh.
They won Eurovision.
But not good.
I actually like a few of their songs, so.
I think I have to go with Swedish.
And I watched their horror.
Like, it's really close, but
that was terrible. Like,
In Flames and Soil Work were so defining for me that I think I have to give it to Swedish metal.
Thank you very much. I agree.
It's like he won a medal or something.
He won metal.
We all win metal.
Stoner or Doom?
Doom.
I'm probably going to have to say Doom overall, but I've been listening to a lot of Stoner shit lately, so.
I just never did enough weed to appreciate stuff.
I've never done any, but
You don't have to.
I still enjoy it, though, and I've been listening to a lot of it.
The classics of that genre are built around, you know, cannabis consumption, though. That's the problem.
Of stoner metal or stoner rock?
Stoner metals, yeah. Stoner
rock, maybe. Yeah. It's the over-defining factor, maybe.
And Doom has inspired more interesting bands, I think, musically.
Okay.
Yeah.
Favorite Doom band of all time?
Doom.
They're the band called Doom. So
my favorite Doom, like Gothic Doom album. Because now you got to divide up your Doom metal, right? Sure. You know. But
subgenres, overgenres.
My favorite, like Gothic Funeral Doom album, is Arcane Rainfall by Draconian.
Mm-hmm. I just listened to that last week.
It is perfect.
Yep. You? Favorite Doom?
I always go back to like the Peaceville 3.
Sure.
Which I listen to a lot.
My Dying Bride, Anathema.
But my favorite Doom album is probably going to be something by Candlemass. I just can't decide.
Epicus?
Yeah, sure. We'll say that.
One of my favorite Doom metal band of all time is still Trouble. From Chicago. I love that band. Candlemass is right behind there, though. Solitude Eternus.
Yeah.
All right. What about any? Do you guys have any input on this one?
Like, there are some doom metal bands I like. There are some stoner metal bands I like. But I'm not a tremendous fan of either subgenre of metal. Like, I'm way more of a death metal guy. Way more of, like, you know.
Yeah.
But I really don't know if there's anybody I can say is my favorite. Like, I'll hear songs I like, but I don't really know if there's anybody that I appreciate enough to call them my favorite.
Doom or Stoner, which one?
Oh, yeah. Doom, I suppose.
Not Victor.
No.
Is it time for me to answer?
Time for you to answer. That's bullshit. No.
I don't really have an answer for it.
You have an answer.
Whichever category, the few bands that I listen to that you know
Stoner.
Of.
Stoner.
I was about to say, if you like the Sword, you're in the Stoner category.
But they don't talk about weed.
It doesn't have to talk about weed. It's about the guitar tone. It's about the style.
Oh, yeah. I guess. Okay.
And about the cosmic possibilities, which the Sword does talk about.
They're the most nerdiest metal band around, in my opinion. If you listen to their lyrics,
far from the truth.
I said one of the most nerdiest ones. I should say that I listen to. I suppose.
They're as hipster can be. I'll say that
they're from Austin, dude. Come on, how can they not be?
They don't look so hipster to me. At least not to me.
It's not about the way they look. It's about the way they're perceived.
Okay,
that's your perception.
The way they're perceived, or the way they. They project
can't
themselves.
Talk about Def Haven. No, we can't do this again.
Well, no, nobody ever
said
Def Haven.
I'm not getting into the Def Haven conversation again.
I've had to pay for that conversation because I had to see him live.
It's about perception. Perception builds audience, and audience defines perception.
So it's perception, not necessarily who they are. Because I went into Sword blind, and I like the shit out of them.
Yeah,
I do too.
So.
You have a weird perception of the band, then, maybe.
They're still hipster friendly.
That's a whole different conversation.
Though. Well, I'm just saying.
I'm not gonna say you're wrong, but that's a whole.
I'm not
other
gonna
conversation.
Say you're right either.
Bunch of metal elitists.
No,
who's the hipster, right?
I just think
I liked them before they were popular.
No. It's not about hipster in terms of like. If something's popular, I don't like it. It's about hipster in terms of demographics and audience. It's an observable thing, right?
You're right.
Hipsters.
Yeah, well...
We all know who I'm talking about when I say hipsters.
Def Haven.
I'm not even going to single any bands out. I'm just going to say, like...
But I've never considered the Sword to be hipster-like friendly or... You know, they just do what they do. I mean, maybe some people that are hipsters... Like them, but
it's about media perception too. You know, who covers them, all that kind of stuff.
But I don't give a shit.
No,
I'm the ultimate hipster,
right?
So
I consider you to be the antithesis of a hipster.
Talk to some other people that I know.
Okay, so yeah, I don't look at you and think hipster. It's not about the way you look; it's about your attitude too. I don't think anyone here is a hipster.
I am.
Okay.
Okay. Oh no.
All right.
We're gonna have to hash this out some other time.
Talk about this
some other time.
All right.
Because it could be another long.
It's gonna be another
long episode.
Hour long discussion about Def Heaven.
We should do an episode of
which was awesome, by the way.
Just call it hipster metal.
That was a great debate.
Yeah. I think we're done.
I don't have an answer. There, that was the final.
Yeah, you have an answer. It's Stoner.
Oh, okay.
So
sure,
you do.
I agree.
We're telling you your answer this time.
Okay.
Does anybody have any off the cuff diss or dat questions they want to ask?
The last one,
pretty
Stoner
much.
Versus Doom. That was the. That's what we're
gonna do.
No?
We get one more because it sort of goes with what we were watching earlier. Okay. What about Pinky or the Brain?
What, Pinky or the Brain?
Pinky or the Brain? Not well, and
the
but
brain. Because without the brain, there's nothing to tell.
It's just a retarded rat. Nerf. Who wants to watch 15 minutes of that?
I would watch it.
Alright, fine. What about Indiana Jones or Han Solo?
That's deep cuts, man.
I know.
Ooh. Indiana Jones for me.
Yeah, Indiana Jones, I think.
I've got to say Indiana Jones too.
He fist fought a Nazi.
I'm glad you said fought.
Pushed him in a propeller.
I'm glad you said fought there, because I was like, where was he going with this? He fist what? What did he do?
He punched a Nazi in the face.
You don't know.
I don't know.
In the iconic gun to end a sword fight.
Him and Marion, you know what I'm saying?
Maybe one of the greatest moments in film history.
Yeah.
And Han Solo never
and it came from Harrison Ford, too. That was his idea, because he was sick as shit.
Yep.
Really? That's awesome.
Then to shoot this motherfucker.
And I was like, I don't want to learn any choreography. Can I just shoot him?
So awesome.
I think Indiana Jones as well. But, yeah. I mean, again, it's like Han Solo was a small part of a much bigger story, whereas Indiana Jones carried three movies.
I'm going to do another difficult one here. Jay or Silent Bob?
Silent Bob. I have always liked Silent Bob better.
Jay, because you can't replicate that character.
Yeah.
That's actually really tough. Like, I think I've always liked Silent Bob better, but you can't have one without the other. And, like, it's the same thing as Pinky and the Brain Syndrome. Like, it's not interesting to watch Silent Bob stand there by himself for an hour.
True.
Like, you can watch Jay, like, act like a fucking moron, and it's hilarious.
They have to have somebody to play off of.
I think Jay works solo, but Silent Bob doesn't work solo. Just, like, I think Brain works solo, but Pinky doesn't.
If I remember correctly, wasn't that the original purpose for the Silent Bob character? Just to be somebody there for Jason Mewes to...
Well, that and Kevin Smith didn't know how to act, so he didn't want to say anything, really.
He didn't even write that role for himself. Yeah. He wrote it for Johnson, I think, and he just ended up doing it because Johnson wasn't available or something.
I think that's right.
I sometimes forget that Kevin Smith was acting, like in movies.
Yeah.
Like, I just kind of think of him as this other guy.
I really don't have an answer for that one, because they are two of, like, a pair. You can't... I guess when Silent Bob talks, he's interesting.
He always has something important to say.
He does. When he speaks, it's important.
And he has that bat utility belt, too.
That, too. So, Silent Bob, if I had to pick.
Did you ever give us your answer, Justin?
I think Jay works by himself, but okay. Silent Bob doesn't.
If I had to choose one to hang out with, though, I'm hanging out with Silent Bob.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yes.
We've hung out with Jay.
Yeah, we have.
And it was awesome, but I don't know if I could do it, like, for days on end.
It would be a little trying, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
What about Boba Fett or Jango Fett?
Oh, Boba Fett.
Boba Fett.
Does anyone really care about Jango Fett?
He blasted his way out of a Sarlacc.
Not really. Maybe.
No, he did.
Not canonized.
No, he did.
I kind of got a good one for you guys.
Okay, let's do it.
Okay. Conan the Barbarian or He-Man?
Conan the Barbarian.
He-Man.
The rich lore of Conan the Barbarian. Robert E. Howard.
There's a lot of rich lore for He-Man as well. You just haven't been exposed to it.
I don't know about how rich it is.
Don't, please. What did you say? I'm sorry.
Touche. Well, there is a lot of lore for He-Man.
I was about to say, please don't expose your He-Man here, please.
Like, I've read some Conan stuff, and I've enjoyed it, and of course the movies are great and all that, but, like, not the He-Man movie is kind of terrible. Kind of great, too. It's like a bad movie.
I don't think I've seen it since I was 8.
Conan the Barbarian, as just the first film, is a masterpiece. And its soundtrack, greatest movie soundtrack of all time.
I know you're a fan. We can tell.
Masters of the Universe, though, was like, that was my childhood, more so than like anything else. Like, I remember being a kid coming home from kindergarten, sitting down on the floor, eating goldfish out of a big-ass box and watching He-Man for 3 hours.
It wasn't for me so much. Like, I remember going to friends' house to, like, play He-Man toys. I never had any. I didn't care. So,
do you have G.I. Joe? Do you have Star Wars?
I had G.I. Joes. Yeah.
Yeah, me too. But it was He-Man and Thundercats for me. Those were, like, the two shows that defined my childhood.
Conan the Barbarian all the way.
Anybody else have any off the top of their head? We're looking around the room. Like, what can
I'm
we
gonna
compare?
Be driving home and think of a bunch of them.
Yeah, sure.
I wanted to do one with like Ninja Turtles, but I couldn't think of what would be like.
I had the same problem. Yeah,
like, what would be a good like parallel?
That'd be
to
more
Ninja
like a
Turtles.
Bracket type of thing.
Yeah.
Like do the four turtles.
Oh, man, that'd...
Turtles versus Street Sharks.
I was gonna say that, but I didn't want to say like how many of you actually seen Street Sharks. Like that's a very small percentage of people who's actually watched Street Sharks. Oh, but what was the Battletoads? Okay, here we go. Ninja Turtles or Battletoads?
Ninja Turtles.
Oh, that's an easy question.
Are you talking about the video game they came out with?
It's still Turtles, I think. Turtles 2, the arcade game, was so good.
Yes. What was that Battletoads game they did? It was Double Dragon or something, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was the crossover.
Yeah.
What was the one that was like the most impossible? It was like Turtles 3 or Turtles in Time?
Turtles in
like
Time.
You're
talking about Battletoads 2 or whatever.
Video game. One of those was like ridiculous.
That Battletoads game.
Well, Battletoads level 3 was
the one where you had to go down the thing.
No, that was level 2.
Okay.
That one I could get through. That one wasn't a problem. It was level 3 where you have to ride the speeder bike.
Oh yeah.
So at Classic Game Fest last year, all day long on Saturday, they had level 3 Battletoads tournament.
Nice.
And I could watch the tournament happening, and through the entire day, I think there were maybe 3 people who finished the level.
Wow.
Final Fantasy 7 or 6?
Neither.
6.
Which one was 7 again?
Because I played it all the way to the end. I can't. So I have tried to play through Final Fantasy 7 probably 6 or 7 times.
Is 7 the one with the dude with the big sword?
Yeah.
Okay, and that's the only game I played.
6 was what in America?
3.
Okay, yeah, okay. I actually think it's 3. Like, I like 3 better than 7.
Okay, I'm gonna say 7 just for nostalgia, but I do think 6 is...
Shadow is just such a good character.
Kingdom Hearts. That's my answer.
Same.
Alright, Street Fighter or Mortal Kombat?
So, I was always... When that was the fight 20, 25 years ago, I was always Street Fighter all way. I kind of got out of fighting games for a long time. I haven't played the most recent Street Fighter, but I've played the one before it.
Yeah.
And when I started seeing shit from Mortal Kombat X, I was like, I'm getting that game. Because that looks fucking awesome. So...
Have you got all the new characters yet?
No.
I have not either. I want to, though. I'm waiting for a little bit of a price
drop
or a sale or something.
But, once upon a time, Street Fighter. I think now Mortal Kombat.
Mortal Kombat. I sucked at Street Fighter.
I whipped Carrie's ass at Street Fighter last time we played.
Doesn't mean I don't like it still.
Street Fighter, I got that on video.
Street Fighter also just were the Street Fighter red tape videos on YouTube that P. Holmes put up, which are some of the most hilarious skits you'll ever watch.
I've never seen those.
Street Fighter red tape. Go on YouTube and look it up.
The Pete Holmes Batman stuff is some of the best things he's ever done.
Too. I gotta say, Street Fighter is because of Blanca.
Yeah, right. Have you ever watched
Blanca's Badass?
Oh my god, I'm blanking. There's a new show on Comedy Central, and I can't think of the name of it all of a sudden. What's her? It's a girl who talks about like sexual jokes.
Nikki Glaser.
Yes, Nikki Glaser's show. Have you watched it?
I've seen one episode.
Did you see the T.J. Miller episode?
Yes, I did.
Oh my god, that episode was funny. I was at work watching it, and I laughed out loud about 7 times. People were looking at me like, what the fuck's wrong with you? Like, I couldn't help it. I was laughing so hard.
It is funny.
You need to go out and find that episode and watch it. It's a riot.
All right.
Are there any other off the top?
You skipped one of mine.
Which one did I skip?
Bay Area Thrash or Florida Death?
Oh, yeah. I did skip that. Easy for me. Bay Area Thrash for me. I'm a thrasher.
Yeah, Bay Area Thrash.
Sure, Thrash.
Name one band from the Bay Area.
Metallica?
There you go.
Oh, okay. You know something. But that band doesn't count.
Why? What the fuck? Why not?
But Florida Death Metal, fucking Death, and... Oh, God damn it.
See
now
what
I started
did?
Thinking about it.
That was the point of this question, is to go, oh, that's easy, it's Bay Area, until you start thinking about Florida, and you go, well, fuck.
If you compare like Metallica, like, weighing it on the scale, and then you have Death over here, it's like, but Megadeth kind of puts it over the top there, you know?
Megadeth? But they're more from, like, L.A.
They're part
they
of that.
Wouldn't, they wouldn't say group, so.
Yeah.
They wouldn't say they were from L.A.
It's true.
And then by that token, Metallica's from L.A.
They were, weren't they? Yeah. God damn it.
Yeah.
I've got it. Can I do both? Death Angel and Death. How about doing that? One from each. Any opinions over here?
I'll say Thrash. Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All right, so New York Thrash or California Thrash?
Oh, that's easy for me. It's California Thrash.
Yeah, California, yeah.
But Anthrax, Overkill.
No. No.
All right.
Isn't Slayer from California?
Yes, they are.
Yeah, so I would go with California.
Yeah. Hey, he knows something. That's funny.
He knows a few things. Joking.
Why are you so surprised by it?
Oh, my God, George.
You don't hate metal?
You know where Slayer is from? What? Oh, my God. So, yeah. Damn it. Anybody else? Are we done? Who do you say would win this round? I don't think any of us won.
No.
I always win. That's just how it goes.
I don't know. I got to voice my opinion on Walking Dead, so I feel like I won.
We somehow
that and
made
the finale fucking suck.
We
ass.
Somehow finagled our dith or dat questions with real opinions about shit that we hate.
Yeah,
so we're all winners then.
Yeah,
yeah. So I think we've hit the 2 hour mark, so I think it's time to wrap it up.
Supposed to wrap it up beforehand. That's what I was told, but I don't know.
I'm usually not wrapping it up until the 2 hour mark anyway.
That was a sexual joke.
That's why you got two kids. Gotta go there.
That's why I don't have more.
Oh, there you go. So thanks for tuning in to episode number 100 of the Metal Geeks podcast. I don't know if we'll do one next week because I will be out of town, but we will do one when we get back.
This one's extra long.
That's what she said. Damn it. So I'll probably talk about my boring work event, but hopefully I'll get to do something cool in Vegas. I don't know.
It can't be too boring. You're going to be in Vegas.
I know. There's going to be something cool to do.
I'm sure. No, maybe Cam won't take y'all guys out anymore.
I don't know.
Maybe.
He might. We got some good friends going with me, too, so that'll be fun.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
They've been firing people left and right, so I couldn't tell you.
Not you.
You check the concert calendar over there? Any shows possibly happening?
Yeah, I looked. There was nothing much. I do want to see, the Beatles Love, because it was dark when I was there in December.
That's expensive, man.
I know it is, but I really want to see it.
Are you staying there that weekend, or are you coming back after the show's over?
Yeah, well, I leave Friday. I leave Saturday, and I come back on next Friday. Mm. So, but the weekend, so Saturday and Sunday nights, there's actually performances of that. So I'm debating whether to go, but I don't know. It is expensive. It's like $80 a ticket or something like that. Fuck, I don't know.
Win it back on the slots.
I don't play. I don't gamble. So
yeah,
I don't know.
It's always a good time to learn, man.
Yeah, I guess so. Maybe. Anything coming up for you guys? Besides the Grey Bear Comics.
I was like, we're working really hard on the comic book.
Cool.
We're getting ready.
How far along until issue one is actually completed?
If we're at the steady pace that we're going at now and we do get funded, we'll be ready for June. And hopefully we'll have something to show everyone at Comic Palooza is our goal.
And go to Google and search Grey Bear Comics and you will find 50 million appearances on different podcasts, including this one here.
Awesome.
So, true.
We've done about 14 podcasts.
I was a little off. Not 50 million yet, but give you a week or two.
That's what we have lined up in addition. Yeah.
Cool. We're also going to be on a couple other shows this weekend. Longbox
Small Talk.
Longbox Small Talk.
Who are part of the Comic Palooza podcast program.
Yes. And what was the other one?
Rebel Radio Podcast.
Rebel Radio Podcast. So and
sometime soon, the ESO podcast, and then Snake Oil Comics next week.
You're into podcast horrors recently, aren't you?
And we're trying to get into CBR, trying to talk to those people, and trying to work our way to Gizmodo. They used to be IO9, but now they're just Gizmodo.
Oh.
And
ambition.
Yeah. Then we, thanks to Sean, we got the tip about Nerdist. We're gonna
cross our fingers.
Yeah, cross our fingers and bug the shit out of Chris Hardwick and see what happens.
There you go. Very
tell
cool.
Him I said hi.
Like I said, we're 55% funded as of today. So
tell him you hate The Walking Dead.
Did you? Yeah.
That'll get you on.
You could edit that post and drop his Reddit profile name in there, and he always checks those.
Really?
Yeah, he'll reply in random threads to stuff.
Huh.
He even replied to one of mine one time. So,
very cool.
Yeah.
Feel cool.
Yeah.
So sure. Special.
It's worth a try. I'll try anything.
Yeah. I've heard that about
I've heard
you.
That.
Well, also if that fails, ultimately at the end of it, send them send him or send Nerdist a copy of it, and they will actually, if you send them something, they're pretty good about mentioning it.
Cool.
So
you know what we haven't mentioned though, this episode at all yet? How to get great sounding audio for a really good price.
Okay.
Wow, Carrie, how do you get that?
I'm going to let you. Why don't you guys do it? You're a special guest.
I'm a fucking host, yo. I ain't a special guest.
I'm talking about Justin and Sean.
What, you mean go to tweakedaudio.com?
Yes.
And use the promo code MetalGeeks?
What would that do? Well, I'm sorry. I'm taking your spot.
You guys have to do this. A sizable discount, I'm assuming.
You know what happens?
Yeah.
You know what happens when you assume, right?
A third off the cost of your order, plus free shipping anywhere worldwide.
That's right. 33% for people that can't
don't know what a third means.
That's exactly right. If you don't know what a third means,
you're math illiterate.
33%.
There you go.
That's sizable.
Yeah, that is sizable.
And guess what? Free shipping? Lifetime guarantee?
Oh.
How about them apples?
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, they're good.
Ben Affleck pulling back around.
Yeah.
It's a callback.
I don't like them apples, man.
I'm sure that's what he said.
That's what he said in Jane Silent Bob Strike Back. The fake
Goodwill
Hunting 2.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. I don't like them apples.
I love how they have Gus Van Sant in the background.
That was very funny.
I bet he was listening to Tweaked Audio headphones when he was counting his money.
I bet he was. That's the best way to count your money is listening to Tweaked Audio headphones.
Counting the dollar bills that you saved.
Count that 33% you saved.
That's right.
Wow, we said that whole promo without a profanity, guys. That's amazing.
Fuck.
That's like two in a row.
We might be getting a little better at this.
There was no dick or ball jokes in that whole promo.
Never mentioned ear holes or you fucking how good your ear will sound.
We're not going to do it either, so we're not going to.
We're not going to mention it.
That's right. All we're going to say is...
TweakedAudio.com wants nothing to do with dicks and balls.
Exactly. All I'm going to say is you have to go to TweakedAudio.com, put in the code MetalGeeks, save a third or 33%, whichever one you prefer, off the total with free shipping and a lifetime guarantee. Like I said before, they had to replace one of my pairs that I accidentally broke. Got a new pair in like 2 days. Perfect. Great.
Instantly. Like his penis.
What?
You got a replacement in 2 days? That's impressive.
Yeah. But my headphones took a lot longer.
Stem cell technology is coming a long way.
It's true. So let's talk about where they can find everybody. Let's let everybody go through their personal stuff real quick. I can start with you.
Okay. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at RedVikingDave. You can also follow my projects, I Love Geekazoid, on all of the things for your geeky stuff. I also have a new line that I'm doing now that is Haxon. You can find it at Haxon Arts on all your social media as well. Please follow that. That's going to be a lot more heavy metal and, horror and occult shit. So it's fun. Having a good time.
It's cool.
Very cool stuff on there.
Yeah, I'm Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at The Metal Pigeon.
Yeah. Whoa. Okay,
I want to restart
No, I had a sound bed.
Sure you did.
At The Metal Pigeon, you know where to find me.
You said metal, and metal just started playing. It was weird. Like, what the fuck?
That would be a magical gift to have metal, and just metal just start playing in the background.
That's right. What about George? Where can they find you?
Well, on Instagram and Twitter, it's at George Tripsis. But for the sake of the comic, we're at Grey Bear Comics.
What comic? What are you talking about?
For Speak No Evil, the comic book that Justin and I are working on, just go to Grey Bear Comics, that's G-R-A-Y, and that will take you to our Kickstarter page. Please help us out if you can.
Don't go to gaybearcomics.com. You get to a completely different site.
Carrie had to find out the hard way.
That's not the Kickstarter you want.
No, it was a different kind of kick.
Or maybe it is.
Well, Valerie, if you want my wife, she had a very different idea for your guys' logo.
Really?
For Grey Bear Comics.
We got... Initially, when we decided on Grey Bear and we put out the call on Facebook, we got a few responses that were like very BDSM, like old fat men and shit. But then James Linares, a friend of both of our shows, he came up with a much cooler idea. And now we have our logo, which we really like.
And you can find us at Facebook, at Grey Bear, and Twitter. And I think that's it for right now. And then graybearcomics.com. Help us out if you can.
Exactly. Definitely if you can give it like $1, $5, whatever you can.
Yeah, anything helps. Really, we just need more backers. I mean, the money's important. We do need to get funded, but really, it's like the number of backers gives us a better chance of getting up in the popular category and getting featured on the front page, which will almost guarantee that we get funded. So, like, it's all just a numbers game over Kickstarter.
And on the next episode of the Metal Geeks podcast, we are finalizing our Patreon account, so you're going to actually be able to help us even more. So if you're a fan of the show, you want to give $1, $5, we have a lot of cool things that we're working on that will be very, very cool prizes for you when you donate. So I'm looking forward to that. George is going to leave a message on your voicemail with Mickey Mouse.
It's me, Mickey Mouse.
There you go.
Huh?
So you can find the Metal Geeks on all the social media, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, at Metal Geeks. You can find us as well at MSRcast if you want to find us. Like we said, find all of our good friends here. Why are y'all laughing now?
They don't need to find me.
You've already said you. You were too interested in the comic book, so
yeah, I was backing up George.
Where can they find you?
I'm in Carrie's closet most nights, just watching him sleep.
Being gay bear. God damn it, I knew it.
Now you can find me at comicalpodcast.com, also Comical Podcast on all social media, or Grey Bear Comics, like George was talking about before.
Yep.
So.
And of course, you can find us on iTunes. Subscribe there. Give us a review, because that really does help people find the show. You can find us on Stitcher. All you got to do is look for the MSR Cast Metal Geeks podcast feed. That's, we're both together. You can find us on all of our social media, or I'm sorry, not social media, but our networks, including ESO Podcast, Nerdbong, the Houston Nerdcasting Collective, Pod Bros, the Blast Syndicate, which is a great collection of all kinds of great heavy metal podcasts, as well as Metal Onslaught Radio. I think MSRcast has changed into Thursday nights right after that drummer guy, and I think Metal Geeks is still on Tuesday nights. So, we're metal, yes. Right?
Word.
Right.
Yeah.
And I've got to get a quick thanks to everybody that's ever been involved in the Metal Geeks podcast. I got to give a big thanks to Dave, my co-host, Sean for coming on the show a lot. We'll skip over George. No, I'm joking.
Damn.
Thanks. A big thanks to George.
No respect. I'm telling you, no respect.
Justin for coming on, hanging out. I've got to give a big thanks to John Michael for starting the show with me and for being on there for so long. All my previous co-hosts, you know, special guests that have ever come on. There's been a lot of really cool people involved with the show. We've had a lot of good interviews and a lot. Who?
Your wife.
Who's that? The voice from the other room?
The voice from the other room.
We'll give her a thanks.
Sort of.
we have to give Bill a big thanks for all the work that he does for our Instagram and some of our social media stuff. That's how I found out about a lot of my news, by looking at my own feed, because he's up on that stuff. He keeps up.
And Bill and Brian.
Brian over at MSRcast, he keeps up with our Facebook and stuff. Everybody that's ever helped out, I mean, it's I can't do this alone. I've always said that. It's not just me. It's for all the metal geeks out there. So thanks to the fans for listening to the show for 100 episodes. Hopefully we have 100 more to go, and more. To infinity and beyond, right?
To infinity and beyond!
That's because I unlocked Buzz Lightyear in my stupid Disney game on my iPad today, so there you go.
I thought you were going to say you unlocked George. I didn't really know what that meant.
Yep.
I know the sure code. Did. It's pretty easy.
Yep. It's 1111
weird.
But the last thing I want to do on this show is we played our Dis or Dat episode, our version of Dis or Dat, and a lot of friends of the show that we've sort of mentioned have given us their own audio feed. So we have everybody from that, was it Texas Metal Show that have joined in, Victor from Ear Peeler, and who else has done it? Craig Price has helped out. Paul Berry from Window to the Magic gave his. We have probably about 10 or more people playing the game. And so what we're going to do now is just, we're going to let them play and at the end of the show and listen and enjoy their answer, because they're probably way different than ours most of the time. But it's a lot of fun, and thank you to everybody that did get involved and helped out. So 100 more to go, right?
Exactly.
Can we want to start recording the next 100 right now?
Right now.
I'm going to stop this one. We're going to press record again, and we're going to go again.
My ass hurts.
That's because everybody was talking about fisting earlier. That's probably why.
Is the next episode all about 101 Dalmatians?
Oh, fuck. We should do that. It's a retrospective. And
did they have a theme song for 101 Dalmatians?
No, I don't think so.
It was jazzy, wasn't it?
It was very jazzy.
I was thinking Aristocats. I'm sorry.
That too.
Yeah.
Just play the Cruella de Vil theme song.
There you
That's
go.
That's true. There is a Cruella
de Vil.
I'm sure
a metal version of that exists.
And if there is, it's going to be playing at the end of this episode. We got to find
the next episode.
Yeah. Because 101, yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly right. So thanks for tuning in again to episode 100 of the Metal Geeks Podcast.
And as always,
keep it metal.
And keep it geeky.
All right.
And balls.
100 balls.
101 balls.
101 balls next time.
Hey, Geekazoids. Thanks for listening to another fine podcast brought to you by MSR Productions. All rights reserved, blah, 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 blah. For reviews, archives of our podcasts, and all your other metal geekery needs, please visit metalgeeks.net. Keep it geeky. Keep it metal.